This message, The Voice of God in These Last Days, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Sunday morning, January 20, 1963, at the Apostolic Church in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Gbedasi sia, mau fe gbelen kekemle sia ome, nye esi novi ngutu William Marion Branham de gbefan le kosira ngdi jome bla velia fe akpere kalafa sheke bla tovo toame, le Apostolic Rameyame le Phoenix, Arizona, USA.
Certainly a privilege to be back amongst these Spanish people again this morning. And I wonder if Jim's getting this recording. I've still got the record that the little Spanish choir made when I was here before with Brother Garcia. And I forget that little song they used to sing me, but oh, how I like that.
Kakareji tuela. Enye mon kpokpo be magatrova Spania tosia odome ake ngdisia ke enye menya na jimle nusia lemdi ele lemdi nulele si Spania haji haswe la ledi esimama va afisia kle novi ngutu gracia tala gala asinya kokoko ke mengolobe haswe masi ojina namla kakia de malue ngto.
And those children now are all grown, married. I hear from them now and then. And I walked in this morning and seen little Joseph. Now, he really done something to me. And I was certainly happy to see him.
Ke devi ma okata wo chififia he desron. Mesana wo nko de kadeka. Eye esime gede mengdisi ahekpo Joseph suela. Ke azola, e wonanena mvava. Eye jijon vava be mekpomi.
Now, I got one word I can say in Spanish. Would you like to hear it? Hallelujah.
Hey, azola. Nyagbe de kale asinye si matengwa agblon le Spanya agbeme. Ke mi dibe mi asia. Hallelujah.
I will never forget the word of trying to get a deaf woman to hear me one time. I may say this all wrong, you see. But the best I remember was, "Are you? Is that right? Hear me. Hear.
Right.
Are you?" And then never forget, "Gloria a Dios." Just wonderful.
Nyemengu nyagbe mabe kpok bede o. Menu akbakba jembe nyonu toku nuare na senu bedeka. Azon, ate nwa nyebe nyeme gloye kata nyue o. Mikuya. Gake nyi toke kya ke si medro nyi la enye. Oye. Esogbea. Dotum. Asenu. Oye. Eye. Nye mengulon esi ahan bekpok bede o. Gloria e Dios. Deko wonyo ta.
Oh, I've had the opportunity to be down in the capital, Mexico City. Speak with them down there. How happy I was.
Oh, mon popo su asinye be me yide Mexico City, fia duame. Eye me fonu kli ole afima, di jom unto.
And I was in Finland after I was here. And always remind me, speaking to a little Finnish woman, they taken me up to what they call a Bethany. Every nation has its own idea. Are you getting a rebound? I'm too close to that. Can you hear all right?
Eye manua. Mede filan le nye afisi avo megbe, eye medon kujida be mefonu kple filan nyonu suyade, wokplom yi afisi oyona be Betania, dukode siade do eye antofo susu kude enguti. Mele, mye legbe sitrokbola sema, de me tede engu akpa, de mye yate engu ado tom nyuya, aleke wole do.
This little woman, she was a lovely little person, but she was like me, she liked to talk a whole lot. And the interpreter, she talked real fast, and the interpreter couldn't say it fast enough to what she wanted to say it. And she'd stand in her face and get red. She said, "I've got it in for them guys that bad one."
Nyonu suesia, enye amelomeade, gake ele sigbenye ene, edinabe yafunu fun, kek begomedela, efuanu chotwe unto, keke begomedela metengule ek blom kabakaba de etonu o, ke atote efo mua dovusra agblobe, Mahito Babylon Buena de Kakuyao.
But you know, I've noticed that all the The birds all sing in English. Dogs bark in English. Babies cry in English. I wonder what's the matter with us anyhow. But each one of us think that our language will be the millennium language, of course. But we who have received the Holy Ghost, that is true. Because we have a heavenly language.
Gake minya. Mede gesi be heviyo katan jaha le English gbeme. Avuo wona le English gbeme. Vijio fa vi le English gbeme. Nyamanya nuka kongwe le mia wom o. Ke mia doma mesia mbuna be. Mia mia degbe la nye millennium fe gbegboglo. Tsayade. Kake nami amesio hokbogboko kwela. Nyatefe elabena. Difo gbegboglo e le mia si.
We have Brother Roll here with us this morning, a diplomat from Washington. I believe he served under seven presidents. And you know how I feel standing on this platform to speak with a man like that sitting behind me.
Novin to Roy Lemiagbola Aficiam Dicia, Enye Duta Dola to Washington, Mehuesebe Ele Dowom Le Duplola Aton Alo Adete, Duplola Adre, Eye Minya Alessimales Semle do Kunya Mebe Mafun Lenyagloquiaji.
But his testimony always was such an outstanding one to me, and especially when he, I believe he was Lutheran, if I'm not mistaken, he was Catholic or Lutheran.
Gake esianye da sesdidi si le tochenam, vevieto na eya, mefuesebe, enye Lutherianto, nenye mefrudo kunyola, enye Katolikuto alo Lutherianto, Lutheriantoi.
And, he said he something about crawling under a tent in a Pentecostal meeting. And he got up, finally he made his way to the altar. And when he did, the Lord came down upon him and blessed him so much that I think he can speak in about seven different languages. And said he tried one, it didn't work. They tried another, it didn't work. I suppose he can speak Spanish same as you all can.
Que el globe ye. Ewa benane tana le agbadote le Pentecoste ofe takpekpe me. Eye ye chitre. Eye mlebala ye sonva vasam le kpingo. Eye si ye wela fetola diva ye jike yira ye alekbekbebe. Mesusube atengwa dokbe vovovo adreson. Ke ekblobe ye do de kakpo me jejiyo. Emekbe ye do veliakpo me jejiyo. Eye mebube atengwa do spani akbe ha abe alesiko miya oham ye do nene.
So he tried all of them and they wouldn't work. And see, you know what? God was so good, he come down and gave him a language he never tried before. He said, it works. That's right. I think that's where it'll be on the other side.
Ale wo do katankpo, ke wo mejeji o. Eye mikpoa, minyanu kaya, ma unyo. E di vache nek begbogblo ade si me dokpo tan o. E globe, eye aye jeji. Ale tefe, me bube nenema wavano le goke meji.
Many memories I hold in my heart of the little church up, I believe that, I forget where it's at, it's over here somewhere, close to Tonto Street, and I remember that, I can think of the word Tonto Street, where the Spanish Apostolic Church used to be.
Nkudoji gede ti susumenam, kude hama suwe si le jigbe afi inguti, mekwe sebe eya, oh, menglo tepe si onofe nkobe, ele afi ade le afi. Singe tefesi tere Tonto Street ngu. Medo nkweji, nyakbesi avasu sumenambe Tonto Street. Afisi Hispania fe apostolik ramela notan.
I was saying to the pastor, this would be a grand place to have a revival. Plenty of room, new church, fine people. So I think it would be in line for a revival someday. You pray to them. Come in and have a revival. Now, I hope it's just a repeat of that we had over at the other church.
Menogbogblom na kplola be tefe siala nye tefe di anya de na nyonyo. Hwa o sogbo, be doko yeye, ble amenyu o song. Eya ta me susube anodudo me khe na nyonyo o wogbe deka. Mi tue dek be dodora me, miya va eye miya wo nyonyo. Azola, me susube anye nusi miye kpo le khame ade me fe bubboga woyako.
I remember standing in the yard leaning over the fence up and down the streets trying to leave there of a night time. It was sure was a thrill that I've never forgotten.
Madon kujibe manotitre de kwaji, hezion de kwototolangu, yigboyigboyi yile mwaji, wole akwakba jembe wajola afima le zame. Vavala, enye nane si wadore jinye, e esi nye menglo be kpo gbede o.
And I've got a record of the little ladies, the misses and the brethren who sang and made a record. And they would try to sing only believe, and they didn't get it out just right. You know, they say, instead of only believe, they bring out yoni believe.
Eye, aponɔ vi aɖewo ƒe nunulele le asinye. Aponɔwo kpakple nɔvi ŋutsu siwo dzi xaxe li da ɖi. Eye wole agbagba dzem be woadzi xɔese ko. Eye womete ŋu dzi nyuie o, minyae. Wobe le xɔese ko ƒe teƒe la, wodzi be yɔnia seko, mikpea.
And I remember Rebecca, my daughter, Sarah, and yet they say, Daddy, play that little record of the little, instead of saying Spanish, they couldn't speak it word, it said Spanish girls. Little Spanish girls singing, you only believe.
Eye medonku Rebecca, vinyan yonu vilaji, Sarah, ke woglobe, papa, ji, fo halelema si devi, le esi woglobe, Spania, la, ometen yonyak bema o, obe, Spanish nyonu vio, Spanish nyonu vio sueo jibe hueseku.
Well, I remember they followed the meeting. The revival is on them. And they followed the meeting all the way to the west coast.
Enyo, medon kujibe wo jeta kwekwe ayome heva. Nyonyo no eji yim le mayi. Eye wo tita kwekwe ayome tokeke retoro fe futava.
And a little thing anchored in my heart when we left California. Brother Moore and I and Brother Brown, way up at the Capitol. And when I went down through that building that night, those kids standing there singing that, He careth for you. You've heard it. Through sunshines or shadows, He careth for you.
Ke nye la, nusu yade kuseke de nye jime esime mejo le California. Nye kle novi ngutu Moore, kle novi ngutu Brown, leke ke takpe ho gamme. Ke esi me zonto hoa me zamame la, Deviao totere afima no hajimbe, elea benao, midotui. To rekeklenkle, blukome ha, elea benao.
Many times in foreign nations, upon the battlefields of the world strife, trying to bring the message of Christ, I remember those girls and boys singing that song to me, He careth for you. Through sunshines or shadows, He still careth for you. So, that's been a great inspiration to help.
Zigere neme le afagbeji, le jrodukowo me, le kekia me fe dagbadagba me, he la gbagba jembe ma to Christophe gbedasi ya yi la. Mega dro anku, nyonu vi kle ngutu vi maochi wo no ahasi ya jim nambe, elea bena o, to reke klen kle blukome ha, ega lea bena o, eke ma, emanye gbogboda meme kle kpekpede ngande nam.
Meeting your fine pastor, and so happy to see that the church is alive and you've got this great, beautiful building here, setting off, plenty of parking room. Just a real place in the hands of the Holy Spirit. If we can just get Him to see it and know that we are calling for a revival, I believe He would give one.
Esime dogo miyafe klola nye la, mekpo jijo esime kwebe hamela le akbe. Eye mie tugbe doho ganya kpo siade afisia, si menuo katan le, vutoro fe gede wo ha. Tefe vava ngto wo nye le gbogboko kwefe asime, nenye be, mia tengu akpe ya mabe, eya nakpwe, aga nyabe mie le nyonyo dim lako. Eya ye, mekwese be anade kami.
Now, tonight, we're at Brother Outlaw's church, the Jesus Name Church. Over on the other side. Brother Outlaw, I believe, is an apostolic church too. I think he just calls his name the church Jesus' name. I think he's apostolic in belief. And so we're to be there tonight. And now we're not saying to the Spanish church, now come over there, because you stay at your post of duty.
Azon. Le fiensia la mia no novingu tu aklo fo hamea me. Yesu unko hamea. Si le goke mejida. Eye novingu tu aklo la. Me kwesebe ele kwa me. Eya hange apostolik hamea me to. Me susube. Eyo ayo fo nko fifi la. Alo hamea to be. Yesu unko. Mesusu be enye apostolo to le xosenu. Eke ma afi ma no gemi ala le fiensia. Azon, menye gbogblo me le na Spania ha mia be mia va afi ma azon o. Elabena mia ola mi no mia fe dowofe la.
And then there's going to be a great rally of the Christian businessman beginning Thursday after the services are closed in other churches on Thursday. And this convention, they're going to have outstanding speakers. And so Oral Roberts and some Methodist brother just got saved and they claim he's a very forceful speaker. And I'm sure you'll enjoy these conventions.
Eye le esia megbe la Kristotɔ sitalawo ƒe takpekpe gã aɖe hã le edzi le yawɔɖagbe ne wowu subɔsubɔ nu le hame bubuwo me vɔ le yawɔɖagbe eye le takpekpe gã sia me la mawunyagblɔla gãwo le anyinɔge ke ale Oral Roberts kple nɔvi ŋutsu metodistetɔ aɖe si kpɔ ɖeɖe medidi o eye wobe enye mawunyagblɔla aɖe si kpɔ ŋusẽ ŋutɔ eye meka ɖe dzi be takpekpe gã sia avivi mianu.
The new teenage children, they got a rally there for the teenagers too, as Brother just announced. I'm having my children there so they can get in on this. And so now, come over, we'd be glad to have you. The Lord bless you all.
Eye mi devi si okati la, odo takpekpe na devi si okati ha. Abe ale si novi ngutu la degbefe fifi la ene, nye ha vinyo oli. Ekema watan va eme. Ke azon mi va. Anye jijon na mi be mia homi. Afoto na ira mi katan.
And now I want to turn in the Bible and read some of his blessed word. And I've chosen this morning for just a little while. I don't want to hold you too long. Some texts. And one of them is found in 1 Samuel, the other found in Isaiah. And I'd like to read from Isaiah first.
Ke azon la medibe ma fu bibla, eye ma khle efe nyayayira la fe deo, eye metia nu khle ade, ndi si akhena eyi yivyade ko. Nye medibe ma le midi fun o, ke wakpo de kale Samuel gbantome, eye wakpo velia le Isaiah me.
And can you hear all right all around in between these mics? You seem to be very sensitive to me. I don't know why. You hear all right out there? Raise up your hand. Good, good.
Hey, ma. Mi teng le msem nyua le afisi afia. Esi me le mikrofonu evesia o domo domo tala. Ewo na ma abe ele di dima akpa ene nye menya nu kata eo. Ne miele nu sem nyue le godo afima la mi kom ya fasi oji enyo enyo.
Now I'm just a teeny bit hoarse, of course that's from speaking much, and since I was here with this Spanish brethren about 16 years ago, I guess maybe about 16 or 17 years ago, all I've been preaching ever since. So I was tired then, I said, and I'm still tired, but I'm still going on by the grace of God.
Azonye gbe me xevie, ele me babe to nu fofo sogbogbo. Eye to xoxo ma si me va novi Spania to gbo, ano abe fe wi ade ene la. Me susu be dohi ade fe wi ade alo fe wi adre va yi xoxo. Enyo, ma unya gbogblo ji ko me le to keke e ma yi ke. Ale le e ma yi me la. Maglombe de di tengunye. Kafifia ha de di gat tengunye. Kakaji kumagale. Tomaufa amanuveme.
Now, let's turn to Isaiah 40, the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and the first chapter, or the third chapter of 1 Samuel. And while we're holding them places for the reading of the word, I would like now for us to bow our heads just a moment. For prayer.
Azon minamia vu Isaiah tablane. Isaiah tablane liak plus Samuel gbanto fe tagbanto alota etonlia. Eye si memie lete fe au dadi la. Hena nya fe khlen la. Madibto miak bobe. Miak deta auto. Rii vien de. hena gbedodora.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for this privilege of standing in this lovely sanctuary that's dedicated to God and for His work. And as we know that Your servants have stood behind this platform here, a pulpit, many times, and with a dedicated life to Your service.
Mia fofo si le difo. Mie nye akpedalawo egbe sia le monu kpokpo sia tabe. Mie titre re gbedoxo tianyi sia. Si nguti wo kona mawu kple fe dola me. Kple ale si mie nye bena. Wo dola wo no titre re nyaglokpe sia jikpo zigede. Alo de klota afi. Esi wo tso wo fe akbedro anyi na wo subo subo dola.
And this morning brings back memories. Memories of a revival that was just starting with the Holy Spirit that had come down in the form of a big light like a pillar of fire. And it spoke that the message should sweep the earth. And now today that is history.
Eye bena esiala na henkudodoji ve na mi ndisia. Nkudodoji na nyonyo gan si le egome jem. Kwekle gbogbo kokwe si diva le kekeli gan refe nonome me. Abe jolili kpoene. Eye wofonu blobe. Beda si la ato anyigbala katanji ayi. Ke egbe siya la. Nu siya zunguti nya.
The message has caught fire through great men. After seeing it like Old Robertson, Tommy Osborne and Tommy Hicks and many others. And through the efforts that we have put forth together, we see the message has set revival fires in every nation under heaven of the Pentecostal message. To this we give thanks and praise to Thee, Almighty God.
Gbedasila le dzoto amegawo abe Ora Robert kple Tommy Osborne kple Tommy Hicks kple amegede bubuwo ji esime wokpo esia vɔ megbe eye to agbagba si mie dze ɖe dume la. Mie kpɔ bena gbedasila do nyɔnyɔ ƒe dzo ɖe dukɔ ɖe sia ɖe me le ɣea te esi nye Pentekoste ƒe gbedasila. Le esia ta mie da akpe eye mie kafu wo, o Mawu ŋusẽtɔ.
And now today we pray that you will condition our hearts. Get ready for a great rapture that will take place soon, we believe. And if our hearts are not in condition for that, or for anything else that you have in store for us, we pray you forgive us of our shortcomings and will speak to us today through thy word.
Ke azo egbesiala mi le gbedom ra be wo na jira mi afa jiwo do be wo so gbe na kokojo gama si mi xo se be egbona pue eye ne mi afa jiwo me le jagira do di na esia ola alo na nu bubu ade si ne jira do di na mi ola. Mie dog berabe, na to miafe, mademadeo akemi, eye na fonu na mi egbe, to wo nyalame.
Bless the pastor of this church, its deacons, trustees, and all the laity, the members. Bless this little choir, and the pianists, the musicians. All together, bless them who enter the gates of this place.
Yira hame si afe klola, efe hame megao. Nujikpolawo kple hameviwo katã hamea metɔwo yra hadziha sue sia kple sankuƒola alo ʋugbeƒolawo wo katã tim la yrawo ame siwo nyage aɖe teƒe sia ƒe agbowo me ko.
May they go out changed each time, a little closer to you than they were when they come in. Grant it, Father. May that be so even this morning, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Na be ɣe sia yi la wa dogo kple liɖɔɖɔ eye wa te ɖe ŋuwo kui tsɔ wu ale si wo le hafi va la. Na wava me fofo eye nenɔ alea le ŋdi sia ŋutɔ gɔ hã elabena miebia le Yesu ŋkɔa me. Amen.
Now turning to the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, we read.
Azɔ miaʋu Isaiah ƒe agbalẽ ta blanelia mie le xlẽm.
Comfort ye, my people, saith God. Speak ye comfortable words unto Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord's hand double for her sins.
Mi fa akɔ na nye dukɔ, mi amawoe gblɔe. Mi de dziƒo kple dzideƒo nyawo na Yerusalem, eye mi do ɣli nɛ be eƒe aʋawɔdɔla wu enu, eye woxe eƒe vodadawo ŋu fe, elabena exɔ teƒeɖoɖo eve nu tso Yehowa gbɔ ɖe eƒe nu vɔwo katã ta.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Mi futo anyi be gbefã ɖela ɖe ƒe gbe nye si. Mi ta mɔ ɖe gbedzi na Yehowa, eye mi wɔ mɔwo dzɔdzɔe ɖe gbegbe na mia Mawu la.
Every valley shall be exalted, and the mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain.
Balimewo katã akɔ kpo, eye to kple togbewo katã anye ɖe eme. Kpoƒewo azuzɔ srɔ̃e, eye kɔwo asɔ kple anyigba.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Ne Yehowa ƒe ŋutikɔkɔe naɖe eɖokui afia, eye ŋutilãwo katã nakpoe, elabena Yehowa ƒe nue gblɔe.
Now, in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, 3rd chapter, I want to read the 1st, 2nd, and 19th verse.
Azɔ le Samuel ƒe agbalẽ me, Samuel gbãtɔ tatɔlia. Medi be maxlẽ kpukpui gbãtɔa evelia kple wiashekelia.
And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision.
Eye Samuel ɖevi la subɔ Yehowa le Eli gbɔ. Ema yi Yehowa meƒoa nu enu o. Eye ŋutegakpɔkpɔ mebɔ o.
And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called, and he answered, Here am I.
Eva megbe ɖeka bena, Eli mlɔ emlɔƒe, eƒe ŋkuwo le tsitsim, eye megale nu kpɔm o. Womekpɔti Mawu ƒe akaɖiawo haɖe o, eye Samuel mlɔ Yehowa ƒe gbedoxɔ me, afi si Mawu ƒe akaɖi la le. Tete Yehowa yɔ, eye wòtɔ gblɔ bena, nyenye si.
The 19th verse, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and he did let none of his words fall to the ground.
Kukuiwi ashekelia, Samuel vati, eye Yehowa nokpli, eye mena nyadeke tole nyasio wogblo lama o.
Oh, that would be enough text that we could speak on here for a month. And we could draw much context from this glorious text. But this morning, and we just have about 20 minutes to get out in proper time from our, I guess the Sunday school is over, or maybe it follows this, I don't know. But however, I want to use the text of the voice of God in this last days.
Oh! Nuxexlẽ sia sɔgbɔ be míate ŋu aƒo nu le eŋu ɣleti ɖeka le afi sia, eye míate ŋu aɖe tometi geɖe le nuxexlẽ dianyi sia me, gake ŋudi sia la, ke esusɔ miniti blave aɖewo ko na mí be míado go ɖe game nyuitɔ dzi le míaƒe. Mesusu be kɔsiɖa sukula wu enu vɔ, alo ɖewo hĩ adze esia yome nye menya o. Gake hã la, medi be mawɔ ta nya sia ŋu dɔ be Mawu ƒe gbe le ŋkeke mle siawo me.
The very outstanding time. We realize that where we're speaking from in the scriptures, that it said there was no open vision in the days of Samuel. Therefore, where there's no vision, the Bible said the people perish.
Enye eyi vivi ade. Mede jesi be ngonglofe afisi nguti miele nufom lela oglobe. Ntega kpokpo me bole Samuel fun kaka omo. Ekamala. Afisi ntega mele ola. Biblia glombe. Amewo trona.
We must have a vision. And visions comes to the prophets. And it's the word of the Lord spoken to them.
Elebe ntega na nomiasi. Eye ntega vana na nyagblondilawo. Eye eya enye afeto fe nyasi wo glona na wo.
And we find out that Eli was not a prophet. Eli was a priest. And he was getting old. And his eyes were going dim. And he could not see to get around. He's a great, heavy man. And he had begun to let the work of the Lord go undone.
Kemie kpobena. Eli menye nyagblondila o. Eli la nunɔla wonye. Eye enɔ mega kum. Eye eƒe ŋkuwo nɔ titim. Eye magate ŋu akpɔ nu alo aɖita o. Enye ame si si kpekpeme le. Ale woɖe asi le aƒetɔ ƒe dɔ ŋu mawɔmawoe.
That's something like it is of today. I think the church, the organization and denominations, they've been on the field for a long time and they're beginning getting laxed. And the work of the Lord is being left undone.
Eye esia nye nane si di ale si wo le egbe. Mesusu be hamela, dodo wahala, ple komaha tonko o le agbliame etefe didi. Eye ofe nku le titim. Ale afeto fe do chi anyi mawamawoe.
The word of truth. Because the church in itself has become dim-sighted. And we need today the voice of God to speak among us. Bring us back.
Nyatefe nyala. Elabena hameang tola. Efe nkuva chi. Eye ekbela. Nyehia mau fuk bebe wafonu le miadome. Atro miagwe.
And see, Eli had laid down and his eyesight was failing. He was a priest and they had no open vision from the Lord. And that great need, and God has promised to meet the need of the hour. He always does that.
Ke mikwa. Eli le anyimlofe, eye efe nukpokpo me megako o. Enye nunola, ke o megako angtega to afeto lakbo o. Ke numanye ya hiyan gade. Evo ma udong bebe, ya nanu si hiyana gafufola. E woneda.
And we need the voice of God today to meet the need of the hour. Amen. Meet the time that we're living in. And after he has promised it, we can rest assured that he will keep his promise. That's the confidence that the believer has in his maker. That he promised to meet the need.
Ke mau fe gbe hiana mi egbe be miakpe akokle gafofua fe ha hiala. Be miakpe akokle e yi si me miele akbele la. Eye, esi wo do ngbe vota la. Nya tengwa kpoka kareji be ale efe ngbedodo la mede asi. Jidefo maye hose todrona de efe walangu. Bena eyama do ngbe be yado hahia langu.
And today, one reason that the church is in the condition that it's in is because there is so many voices. So many other voices to attract the church from the voice of God, till it's very doubtful that many would hear the voice of God, though it spoke right in their midst.
Eye egbela susu de kasi na be hamia le no moma me la enye bena gbegede oli fun gbetuto gede oli fun be wa hamia pa susu da to ma u fe gbegbo fasere esidi keke do enu be amesogbo na tenu asema u fe gbe to gbo be esiale nu fom le mia do ma ha.
They perhaps wouldn't even understand it, because it would be a foreign thing to them. They have got themselves so much centered on the voices of the day.
Do ma hi o ma se e gomen to ha o. E la bena e zunu tuto na o. Wo kure e gbe fe gbe si o li langti e le gbe gbe.
And if we notice in our scripture reading that the voice of God was foreign to them, and it's become that way again today, that the voice of God, there is so many other voices.
Kene mie le nkure ngula, le mia pe ngonglo si mie khle la mea, ma ufe gbe la zunu tutona me o, eye e gatro zune nema ke e gbe, be ma ufe gbe la, gbe bubu gede o li fun.
And then if God promised he would give us that, and if other voices are contrary to the voice of God, then it must be the voice of our enemy to confuse us, that we would not understand the voice of God when it spoke.
Kenenye be mawu dongbe na mi be ya na esiami eye gbe bubu o titre de mawu fe gbe nguti la ekema mi ape futo fe gbe kokoko esia na nye bena esia na totomi alebe mi agase mawu fe gbe la gome.
And we noticed it was something similar to that with Eli and with Samuel, but Eli recognized right away that it was God, and it was absolutely a blaspheme on Eli.
Eye mie de jesi be enye nane si sokwa kple esinye Eli kple Samuel to gake Eli ya de jesi kababe mawe ke godola la esianye busubobo na Eli.
Because the voice of God speaking to Samuel had told him about Eli's wrongdoings. For he had babied his sons, and they had taken money and the flesh from the offerings that was not right, and they were doing things wrong, contrary to God's word.
Elabena, maufa gbesifonu ple Samuel lagblo, elife nuvlo wawone. Elabena, enovi dum na viao, eye wo no gakple kle la dem levosanu me. Nusia menyo, gake, wo no numanyo manyo wom, esi titre de maufe nyalangu.
And Samuel had only thing that Samuel could do was speak exactly, and he was a little reluctant to do so because it was against the very place that he was sent to be raised up in. Eli, and in the temple. But Eli said, speak on.
Eye Samuel do, nu de kasi Samuel a tenwa wala enye be, wak blonya la pepepe, ke, e gede mekbe viele, nu siya wawome, e labena e titre de tefe la tututu, si wo doye do ra, kena, e fe gege la ngunti, e sinye, e likle, bedo kola me. Gake e likblombe, fonu, mikuya.
And he told him exactly what was going to happen. That Samuel or Eli's day was finished as a priest because God had spoke. And God was sending his message through Samuel the prophet.
Ale oglonu si gbona jojo gela ne pepepe. Bena Samuel, alo elife nkekeo abenu no la ene nuva yivo. Ela bena Mau fonu, eye, mau do efe gbeda sidato, nyagblondila Samuel ji.
Very odd birth dedicated to the Lord from a child. God spoke to him as a child and was preparing him for a work that laid ahead. And Eli's time was finishing up.
Eya si fe jiji le saga. Eye wo tue ke Yehowa tue fe devi meke. Ma wu fonu ne. Esi wo ganye devi ko. Hele jiram ro na dosi le ngone. Ke eli fe game donu wu.
There is so many voices in the earth today that it is absolutely a hard thing because it deadens the voice of the supernatural.
Gbegedewo le anyigba dzi egbe. Enye nane si sese ŋutɔ vava. Elabena etsi gbe ɖe nukunu me la ƒe gbenu.
There is so many intellectual voices, great voices, a mighty man who are intellectual, that in their intellectual conditions even shake the nations. They're just not overnight people, but they shake nations, bringing great organizations together, great campaigns, loudly.
Agbalenya fe gbe obo fun. Bekoko to amejotu si o nyagbalegbo. Alepe woto ope agbalenya fe nonomea vuvu duko. Menye ameko onye titre etosa o. Kebon wo vuvu duko. Hefododo ha gao nufu. Befade de takpekpe gao. Esi o kpona jije jenye.
And a person would be a bit confused. It's enough to confuse them of how that these things go on and prosper. And there's voices that raise up and do these things, and it causes the voice of God to be placed way back somewhere. The true voice of God.
Eye, ame ateng a toto vie, esi a sokbo a toto amao, le alesi nu siyao le eji yim ple jije jeta. Eye, gbeo li si titre he wane nam nu siyao. Eye, wawe wabe, wo dama ufe gbe yade megbe le afyade da ke, ma ufe gbe vavantola.
And the voice of God, they say, how will we know it's the voice of God? Because for today, then, it was a vindicated prophet.
Eye, ma ufe gbe la. Wo grona be. Aleke mia wa anyabe ma ufe gbe ma ha. Ela bena. Na egbe siya la. Ema yime la. Eno nyagbori la siji wo dokpe la me.
Now, today how we know it's the voice of God, because it's the manifestation of the prophet's word. This is God's prophet. And the true voice of God only brings back that real, living, supernatural God with His supernatural word, with the supernatural manifestation of the true word. Then we know that it's the voice of God.
Azon egbela. Aleke mia nya be nya ma ufe gbela. Esi wo nye nya gbroni la fe nya fe de gola tae. Esi ala, enye ma ufe nya gbroni la. Ke ma ufe gbeva vantola kwe gatrua nukunu ma ugba gbela. Ntong tok bone. Pakle fe nukunu nyala. Pakle nyate fe nyala. Fe de go nukutola. Ekema, mia nya be eya enye ma ufe gbe.
Because, and that's super, there's so much other in the other realms that just almost deaden that out. But remember, it will glisten, it'll come forth. It'll do it.
Elabena, emanye nuku, bubu gede ofun gali, le gobu buome, esi o tina gbede emanu, gake midon kwejibe, esi a ava klen, ava dorego, elewoge.
Now, there is a voice today in the world of politics. That's a great voice. And people, absolutely, in this great day of politics, it's all mixed up in their churches and everything.
Azon gbeade li egbe, le dunya hehe fekikyame. Esi anye gbeade si deji nto. Eye ame o kongula, le egbe fe dunya hehe fenke ke siyame la.
And many times that we have just seen recently, that the voice of politics is actually stronger than the voice of God in the churches, or the American people would have never did what they just done. They'd have never done it.
Eye zigedela, enye nu si mie kpo va yime didi o, be dunya hehe fe gbe la, va kpo ngusen gede u mau fe gbe, le hamea ome, ne menye nene mo la, anye ne Amerika to ma wo nu si wo la, va yi la o, mikuya, anye ne wo ma we gbede o.
If the voice of God would have been kept alive in the church, they'd have never made that mistake. But the voice of politics is so much stronger in the earth today than the voice of God until people sold their Christian birthright for a mess of popularity, education, and political power. It's such a shame to see it.
Ne de wo le mawo fe gbe la de agbe le hameawo me la. Anye ne wo mawo vo dada mawo kpɔ gbe de o. Gake dunya hehe fe gbe va kpɔ ŋusẽ geɖe le anyigba dzi egbe tsɔ wu mawo fe gbe. Vu amewo tsɔ woƒe kristotɔ nyenye ƒe ŋgɔgbevi nyenye la dzra ɖe ŋkɔga xɔxɔ, sukudede kple dunya hehe ƒe ŋusẽ ƒe nunyɔnuwo ta. Nu sia kpɔkpɔ nye ŋukpe ŋutɔ.
The very thing that our nation was made what it's made on. The people turned right back around and voted in the thing that we left the other country in the Plymouth Rock and Mayflower and them come over here and establish this great economy that we have.
Nu si tututu wo tso tu miaƒe dukɔ la, nu si dzie wo tu ro la, amewo gatrɔ yi megbe xe he da kɔ sia numa tututu esi ta miedzo le anyigba bubuwo dzi ɖo la de eme. Eye Plymouth Rock kple Mayflower kple numawo mieva afi sia xexe ɖo nunɔamesi gã si nye miatɔ la anyi.
Is the very thing that we fought so hard to come out of, we put ourselves right back in its clutches. Because that the Bible speaks it would be that way.
Eya tututu ta e mie vlise sie be mia dogole me. Mi ga tso mia rokio de fa alome kotoku me. Elabena esi Biblia gblon be nene mai wa no la tai.
And the system of Eli, a priest instead of a prophet, the prophet is the word, and the priest was the church.
Eye Eli fe nuɖoanyi la, esi nye nunɔla ɖe nyagblɔɖila ƒe teƒe. Nyagblɔɖila enye nya la, ke nunɔla enye hame la.
And it's got in such a place till it begin to get so loose that the word is foreign to the people. They don't get it. Then you can speak it and they don't understand it because they're not trained to it. Paul said, if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who will know to prepare himself for battle?
Eye nua va dro teƒe aɖe ale gbegbe be, eva tɔ asi ɖeɖe le eɖokui ŋu ale gbegbe be, nya la va zu nu tutɔ le dukɔ la gbɔ. Womese egɔme o, ekem ate ŋu agblɔ esia, gake womase eme o, elabena womexɔ hehe ɖe eŋuti o. Paul gblɔ be, ne kpea ƒe ɖiɖime mekɔ o la, ame kea anya be yadzra ye ɖokui ɖo na aʋa la ma hã.
The people are trained to a church voice, a church trumpet. We've got more in our Sunday school than the rest of them's got. That don't mean a thing.
Amewo va xɔ hehe ɖe hame aɖe ƒe gbe ŋuti, hame aɖe ƒe kpẽ be ame geɖewo va na míaƒe kɔsiɖa sukua me tsɔ wu ame mamlɛawo tɔ. Ema me di naneke o.
We've got more in our denomination than the rest of them's got. We're the biggest amongst the denominations. See, that's the kind of a voice that the people are trained for.
Amewo sɔgbɔ le míaƒe kɔmaha tsɔ ŋkɔa me tsɔ wu ame mamlɛawo tɔ. Míawoe nye gãtɔ wu le kɔmaha tsɔ ŋkɔwo dome. Mikpea, gbemaƒomevi ŋutie amewo xɔ hehe ɖo.
In the street, They go out to get the people and bring them in. Tens of thousands, times thousands in great campaigns. Bring them in.
Wo yi mododo ji da kplo amewo va eme. Ame akpe ewo tefe akpe nanewo. Wo kplo va gbefande de takpekpe ga la me.
What are they interested in? We got the biggest church, we got the biggest congregation, we got the highest member in Sunday school, we got the mayor of the city come to our church. That might be all good. But if that same church isn't trained to the voice of God, the gospel trumpet, what good does it do?
Nuka ele vevie na o. Ame gã ɖe le mia si. Ƒuƒoƒe gã tɔ wu le mia si. Kɔsiɖa suku si me amewo sɔgbɔ le wu la le mia si. Dudzikpɔla va na míaƒe hamea me. Esiawo katã ate ŋu anyo. Gake ne hame ma mexɔ hehe ɖe Mawu ƒe gbesese ŋuti o la, ɖe nyanyuia ƒe kpe ŋuti o la, viɖe ka wòanye.
And when a thing rises just like has rose amongst our government, what's happened? The church didn't know the voice of the trumpet. And they don't know what to do.
Eye ne nane tsitre abe ale si ko wo tsitre le míaƒe dziɖuɖua me ene la, nu ka ya dzɔ? Hamea mede dzesi kpea ƒe gbe o. Eya ta womenya nu si woawɔ o.
The great promise of prosperity, an intellectual giant coming in, and they went right over the very thing that the Bible predicted and brought it in. See? A political voice.
Dzidzedze kpɔkpɔ gã ŋugbedodo eye agbalẽ kɔkɔ nyala ɖe va ge ɖe eme eye wozɔ ɖe nu si tututu Biblia gblɔ da ɖi la dzi hetsɔe va de eme mikpuia. Dunyahehe ƒe gbe.
And it proved that it overrode the religious voice, or they'd never done what they did. The gospel voice.
Ke efia be edu subɔsubɔ ƒe gbe la dzi. Ne menye nenemu o la, woma wɔ nu si wowɔ ɖe nyanyua ƒe gbe la ŋu kpɔ gbe ɖe o.
Because we're promised a lot of stuff. We're promised prosperity, and no doubt but what we'll get it. But still, that doesn't mean anything to a believer.
Elabena, wodo nuwo fun ƒe ŋugbe na mi. Wodo dzidzedze kpɔkpɔ ŋugbe na mi. Eye ɖikeke aɖeke mele eme o, be eya ke miakpɔ. Gake hã la, emawo meɖi naneke na xɔsetɔ o.
Turn over in the book of Hebrews at the 11th chapter. Listen to that St. Paul speak. How they in the days wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, was destitute. Not a place couldn't enter the city.
Mi vu hebritɔwo ƒe agbalẽ tawui ɖeke lia. Mi se nu si Paulo kɔkɔe gblɔ la ɖa. Ale si woawo le ŋkeke mawo me, wonɔ tsatsam le alegbalẽwo kple gbɔgbalẽwo me, le koɖoɖo me, nɔƒe mele wo si o. Womate ŋu age ɖe dume o.
I was reading in the Nicaea Council, one of the great issues come up at Nicaea, Rome, 300 years after the death of Christ. And the great Nicaea Council, one of the great church that stood for what was right, they wanted the Bible. And the Roman converts of the first church of Rome had injected dogmas.
Esime nya gama va do ta ɖa le Nikea le Roma, le ƒe alafa etɔ̃wo me le Kristo ƒe ku megbe le Nikea takpekpe gã la me, esime hame nyui ma si tsitre na nyadzɔdzɔea, elabena wodi Biblia, eye Romatɔ siwo trɔ dzime tso Roma hame gbãtɔa me, he nuɖoanyiwo va tra ɖe me.
To say, for instance, like we have Christmas. Christmas, Christ is no more born on the 25th day of December than I was. Why, the hills of Judea are snowing. It contrasts all other Bible prophecies. He was born in the spring, like all lambs are born.
Ne wagblɛ le kpɔɖeŋume la, sigbe ale si Christmas le na mi ene. Christmas, womedzi Kristo le dzomeƒe ƒe ŋkeke blavuvɔ atɔlia dzi kaka wòava nye nye o. Nu ka ŋutie? Snow le Judea ƒe togbɛwo dzi. Ke eya la, etsitre ɖe Biblia ƒe nyagblɔɖi bubuawo katã ŋuti. wodzi le adame abe ale si ke wodzi na aleviwo katã ene.
Why was he born in a barn instead of a house? He was the lamb. Why wasn't he not just run up to the altar, to this altar where he was nailed to the cross? He was led to the cross. You lead the sheep to the slaughter. He was a lamb. Then he was born when lambs is born.
Nu ka ngti wo nye lakpo me wo chi do ke me nye afa me ma ha. Alevi wo nye. Nu ka ngti e yang to me zo vo samle kpiji. Alo e fe vo samle kpiji. Afisi ka wo klen do. E sinye ati to gala o ma ha. Wo kple ide ati to gangu. Wo kple na alevi yi wu ge. E nye alevi. E yata wo ji. Le e yi si me wo chi alevi o.
But you see, to do that, they had the sun god's birthday, which on the solar system, the sun in the 5 days from December the 20th until December the 25th, there's hardly a moving at all of the sun. It varies a little each day, just longer, longer, longer until it hits its longest day in July. And then in December, its shortest day.
Bene watenwa wo esiala wo tong do mawu fo jigbeza esike le jinu fo dodo mela ndole le nkeke atoa wo meto jome blave ajiva sere jome blave vo aton yaji bible ya fi ndo vana nto ha trona vie ko nkeke sian keke eye nkeke didi na deji vasere esi wavadro esi didi wu ji le siam lomme ke emegbe le jome mela ado efe nkeke si le kpi wu la ji.
And then that little time of the 25th, from the 20th to the 25th, they had the Roman circus and the celebration of the sun god's birthday.
Ekema eyi suema sinye blavevo atolia la to blavia ji vado blavevo atolia ji oduna Roma fe fefe wazaga kpede ndo mawu fe jigbeza nguti.
So then Jupiter, which is a Roman god, and then they injected it, and saying, then we will take the son of God and the sun god's birthday, put that together to be one great celebration. That's contrary. And all the many injections that they placed in there.
Ke eyata Jupiter, sinye Roma tofo mawula, nene mai wotu etrade mei. He globena, nyato miyafo vila, ple ndo mawufo jigbezan, a wode kebe wanyen azandudu gande ka. Nusia tovo, eye o, nu trade me, gbogbo si wo wotu trade me le afima.
And then when them true man of God, who wanted to stay with the word, like Polycarp, Irenaeus, Martin, those great early sainted men who wanted to stay with the truth. And when they brought through the Nicaea Council, some of those people had been so rejected until prophets came in out of the wilderness with nothing around them but a piece of sheepskin to set in that council. But they know the word of the Lord.
Ekema, esime maufa mefa famao. Si otibe ywa noanyi kle nyala. Abe Polycarp, Irenaeus, Martin hawo ene. Esi wonye ame koko gang bato. Dibe ywa noanyi kle nyatefela. Eye, esi wofa nike atakwe kuyamela. Wogbe ame siya o domotuade o. Fasere esi, nyagblondi la o to gweda dafo. Ame si ome doa wade ke o. Negbe alegban le kakea de ko. Heva noanyi de takwekpea me. Gakea, wonya fotofonya la.
But popularity, them 15 days of bloody politics, and overrode it. Then we had 1,000 years of dark age. But God promised that trumpet would sound again. Always the people listens to the true voice of the word. Always examine what you do by the word.
Kele nko hohota, lenkeke wia toma ofo vukokodi dunya hehemea, wotu afo eji, eya ta viviti fe agbenɔ yi va na mi fe akpe ɖeka sɔŋ mi kpea. Gake mawu do ŋugbe bena kpema agadi ake. Ɣe sia ɣi si amewo se nya la ƒe gbe vavãtɔ la. Ɣe sia ɣi la, mi lé ŋku ɖe nu si mi wɔna kple nya la ŋu.
The voice of politics, and we in America and the rest of the world have a loud speaking voice today, and that's the voice of Hollywood. It's captured the world.
Dunyahehe ƒe gbe, ke miawo si le Amerika kple xexeame ƒe teƒe susuewo la, gbe sesẽ aɖe le nu ƒom egbe, eye enye Hollywood ƒe gbe. Ele xexeame bla.
Let somebody come out in Hollywood with something, you find it all over the country. Now, we notice that they have set a pattern for our women on their dress, their hairstyles. They set that dress.
Mina be ame aɖe na de nane atui le Hollywood ko. Miakpɔe le dukɔa katã ƒe afi sia afi. Azɔ, miekpɔe de dzesi be wowɔ kpɔɖeŋu aɖe na miaƒe nyɔnuwo le woƒe awudodo kple ɖawɔwɔ me. Wotsɔ awudodo ma ɖo anyi koŋ.
The church ought to know the voice of the trumpet of God on that. But there's so much confusion because, you see, others do so. Examples. Don't ever pattern yourself after that kind of example because it's perishable. Always hear the voice of God, what he says about it.
Edebe hamea na nyakpea fe gbe le nu siawo me hafi. Gakela Titotito va sɔgbɔ ale gbegbe bena miekpɔ be amewo le ewɔm nenema ta. Kpɔɖeŋumawo, megazɔ ɖe kpɔɖeŋumawo ƒomevi ŋu gbeɖe o, elabena tsɔtsrɔ̃ li nɛ. Esia yi la, ɖo to mawu ƒe gbe, nu si eya ma gblɔ ku ɖe nua ŋuti.
And then we notice in Hollywood they raise up things, and just let me speak just a moment on this before we go further.
Ke la mie de dzesi be le Hollywood la, o de anuo to ne. Ke mi de mona ma fo nu le nu sia ŋuti vie afi mia yi ŋgɔgbe.
There was a thing come out not long ago that a man on Hollywood, nothing against the man, now he's a mortal that Christ died for, but just to show you.
Nane do dogo teƒe me didi o bena ŋutsua aɖe le Hollywood. Yemeɖo nya aɖeke ɖe ŋutsua ŋuti ya o. Eya hã nye kuku aɖe ko. Sita Kristo kudo, gake be ma tofia nane mitakoe.
They invented a little thing called, the kids used called a hula hoop. Hula hoop or something. And if you ever noticed the vulgarity and things that follow that, what? In the little children. That's not right.
What did nane de go? Si o yona be, de vio yone be, Hula hoop ye, alo nane ye, ke ne de mia tengu a de jesi, begblen, ple nu siyo kata jenuma yomea, le de vio domea, e si amen yo kurao.
Now, Hollywood is full of the gunfighters. Now, anyone that knows history knows that them people back there in them days that was gunfighters like the different fellows, they wasn't decent citizens. They were renegades. They were like Al Capone and Dillinger.
Fifiala, Hollywood yofun kle tu vawala o. Azo ame desia de sinya blemanya la, nya han bena ame mao gbadegbe. Si o nye tu vawala o abe asime si vovovo a o ene la, ome nye adume vi drofi o o. Wonyene amedia silao wole abe Al Capone kple Dillinger hawo ene.
They got a Hollywood play they called on the television they called Gunsmoke. I heard on the monitor the other day that the fellow that plays it, Arnaz or I forget what his name is, and he's supposed to take, he represents Matt Dillon, who was a sheriff in Kansas.
Wodo Hollywood fofowo anyi si wangto wo yobe le television ji si wangto wo yobe tujujo eye mesele nyatakaka ji nyitwade be amesi le fofia womla Anes, alo nane ye, alo anes ye, alo menglonu si ye pe nkonye la be, ke eye wole be, be wakho. Eno, Matt Dillon tefe, ame si enye nuto mese de la le Kansas.
And Matt Dillon was as yellow as a rabbit. He shot 28 men in the back, innocent people, going outside of Dodge City and waiting in a bush. And when a man come along, that somebody call him and tell him that there was a certain villain coming through. And he stay out there, and when the man come in, and shoot him through the back.
Hey, Matt Dillon, drewo alegali. E datu ame blavavon enyi son to megbe. Ame madifon o. A dogo le Dodge City duame. A yida glade gbeme. Hey, ene ame areva yina la. Ekema. Ame ade yone agblone ebena, ame vlo areva yina, ke anok beme, le afima, eyene ame ava to engu vokola, a datutu mene.
Now we find a big guy that comes down, why it's absolutely glorifying sin. But the little children of our country can tell you more about Matt Dillon than they can tell you about Jesus Christ.
Azom ye kpobena enye amejotu sigbona nuka ngutie ele ele nu von dom de jikonglo gaka de visuesio le mia de dukwamala watengu agblonu gede na okure Matt Dillon wu wesi wa glona okure Yesu Kristo ngu.
The stores, the 10-cent stores, and the clothing department is hanging full of little toy guns with little hats that you could buy anywhere. It's all right to wear that, but I'm just telling you, see. Then the commercial world picks that thing up and makes millions of dollars off of it.
Fia 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 so nu poto poto fia so kple awujrafo wo ti jefe tu sue sue mawo de wo ngu fun kple kuku sue mawo si miamia tengu aple la fisi afi enyo be wa doe gake de ko mele gblom na mi kuya eye wo asitola wo tonuma hekpo ga dollar ape ape ole mai.
We have what we call St. Patrick's Day. We have what we call these religious holidays. And the commercial world has picked it up. And they make millions of dollars.
Nane li wo yonabe Patrick Kokwe Funkeke. Nane ohan li mye yonabe subo subo nkeke nyuyo. Eye asitala o pokekia me twe. Wo ga dola akpe akpe o.
Mother's Day. Bunches of flowers. Whatever day should be an honorable day to mother. She's off somewhere old, go see her. That'll be worth more than all the flowers you could send her or anything else.
Fidada fe aza, ple se fofo babla o kan, nu ka ngutie. Ele be gbe si agbe na nye bubu dede nkeke na vidada e. Eya le afia deda, echi, he yi da kwe da. Eya devi wu se fofo ma o katan sinatengu adrode. Alo, ne ganyan bubu ade ha.
See, but they pick it up. It's a voice, and we blend right in with it. It's really not right. But what are you going to do? See, I'm trying to get to a point here to tell you something. What I believe, the voice is rare. The voice of God.
Mikuya, kawo tue, enye gbiade, eye, eye, nye chaka kengple esia. Esia mele tefe kura o. Evo nuka pe na tengwa wo. Mikuya, miele deko miele. Mele akwekwa jembe madrona nekbo le afisia. Nema gblonyade na mi. Nusi me mechose. Gbela mebo o. Ma ufe gbela.
Now we find out if they set the pace. And did you ever notice? Our young boys has become Ricky and Elvis. You got a child named that, change it right quick. Call him number one or two or something.
Azon mye kpobo wo de afo. Ke de mye deje sinu si akwa. Mye pe de kajia ozu, Ricky Splel Elvis. Vile asio wo yonan enema. Dolly kaba. Ye bombe noba de ka alo eve alo neneku.
Don't, that's a horrible, you say, what difference does the name mean? Well, sure it means something. Your name characterizes your life. Now, Brother Branham, you're on numerology. No, I'm not. I'm on Thus Saith the Lord.
Mega, emaya tingongto, aglobe, nuka pen kwaya gawo, nuka ngutie, kakadeji tue wanane, wongko dua wo akbefo nonome. Azono vingu tu Branham. Evadro nuka kalejia. Pao, nye medro eji o. Nusi ji medro la inye. Ale afetok blo esi.
Why was it when Jacob, he lived to his name as deceiver, supplanter, Jacob. And when God changed him, he changed his name.
Nuka te wo nye be Jacob. Na no akbe si sokple fengkodo. Abe, abe, ameblela, ameflula, Jacob ene.
God changed Saul to Paul, Simon to Peter. Certainly to have something. And Ricky and Elvis and such names as that is the modern American name which throws a child automatically right into that.
Mau Dolly Saul was Paulo, Simon was Petro, Godola Ewanane. Eye Ricky ple Elvis ple nko ma otogbila enye America egbegbe to afa nko si tsona vi fu agbede numa mazireka.
See what I mean? I hope I don't, I better back up and don't get too far on a limb here. See what I mean? She wouldn't understand.
Mi ponu si glon melea azo me pomo be nyeme anyo ube ma trova megbe ne nyema yeji fun la lojesia ji o mi ponu si glon melea emayala.
But all these things is not even understood by the common person. They don't catch it. Because they got one trend. That's all they listen to. Those voices. There's a voice of philosophers, communism, promising something that they cannot stay by. And yet, a great percent of the American people are wrapped up in communism.
Nunyala ofek beli, esinye communism. Adong belena nesi omatengwa wa olanguti. Evola. America tofe akpaganto for the communism man.
Now I've been in communism zones rather, in Germany, on the east side of Berlin.
Azon me communism fun to makpo, bong le Germania, le Benin fe e jefe gome.
They had great big houses to show the outside. You ought to walk on the inside and they're not even finished. It's a false economy. They're trying to push over something.
A fagao lo sila gota. Zoyo makwa. Oma wunun togo hao. A sianya gang do wa simanyo. Wola jidimbe. You are duidan go.
And in Russia, the birthplace of communism, which many years ago, when I was just a boy preacher, I'd say 33 years ago, when Nazism, fascism, and communism was rising. I said, I speak in the name of the Lord. They'll all wind up in communism.
Hey, le Russia. Afisi communism jolela. Ano fogede ovayi. Esi memenye de kakwi maunya glonlala. Maglo ano fobla toenye sivayi. Esi nazism, fascism, ple communism ofore titre. Maglobe.
But did you ever think God has left this avenue out if we just take it? There's only 1% of Russia that's communism. 1%. But they're the controlling percent.
Ke demye buen kobe, ma ugble motetare dadinamia. ke ne de mia lon atwe ko. Russia fe akpa de kade ala faji ko communism ho. Akpa de kade ala faji. Gake wawe nye akpa si le jidum.
1% of communism. 1% of Russia is communism rather. But they control. And the same thing. Hollywood's one place. But they're in control.
Communism fe akpa de kade ala faji. Russia fe akpa de kade ala faji ko enye communism bon. Gake wawe le jidum. Eye nene make. Hollywood la le tefe de kako wole. Gake eye le jidum.
About 1/3 or 2/3 of the population of the United States goes to church and its church members. But they control in those denominations.
Ame etuan ofe de ka. Alo etuan ofe ve le Amerika du kofo fwa ome koe di asolime. Eye wawe nye hamevi. Gake wawe le jidum le komara tonko ome.
What communism needs over there is the voice of God.
Amen.
Rise up among them.
Amen.
And it'll put it to a shame.
Nusie hien communism si le afima la enye maufak be si a titre la otome eye wa heng pe va eji.
In Finland, when that little boy was raised from the dead that day, and there was Bremen 3 squares away where this little fellow was raised up the dead, communists, soldiers, Russians, standing there with the Russian salute and the tears running down their cheeks, they said, "We will receive a God that can raise the dead."
Le Finland, esi intuvi ma fonto kume gbe magbe. Eye o nok ployem tera le tefe si devia fo le to kume. Anok po domi mo e to sinu. Badagba communism to, Russia to. Wo titre re afima kple Russia to fe gbe doname. Eye adrati noto tiom lo ofe alogoji. O globe, mia choma u si atengwa fo ame kukula.
It's the negligence of the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church and all those denominations, and they're taking all the money and building organizations and giving the people nothing. They live like the rest of the people.
Enye de kema tolema to Catholic hamia, ple Lutheran hamia, bakle komaha tonko katangbo, ke o hogala katan to tudodo hao, ke omen nananeke, ameo ya o, ule akbe, abe amamleo ene.
There's got what? Russia needs is a prophet to rise on the scene with the word of the Lord that can shut them out. Then that 90% will take over.
Wodo, nusi hia Russia la enye nyagrolila, si a fode titre le kpeyaji, bakla foto la fanya, si a tengu mianu nao, ekema, ama alafa de kao fwe bla sheke a hoji adu.
What America needs is a voice of the prophet of God who can stand up and condemn Hollywood and condemn these things in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost Church will take over. Too much confusion. See? Too many voices of contrast against it.
Nusi hia America la nye maufe nyagroli la fekbe. Si atengwa chitre abufa Hollywood. Eye wa bufo nu siao le Yesu Kristo fon kome alebe gbogboko ko fe ramela na hoji adu chakachaka o sogbo apa mikuya titre titi fe gbo to de enuti apa.
The church, its voice, each one wants more members. The Baptist wants it all, Methodist wants it all, Presbyterian, we all have these, and Catholics look like it's going to take it all, and they will. That's exactly the voice of God out of this Bible. They will rule. But the Most High God shall finally rule. The saint shall take over one day. The Bible said so. They will take over.
Hamela, efekbela, de siade le hamevi gede dim, baptiste le yekata dim, methodiste le yekata dim, presbyterian, e siale mikata me, eye, Eje abe katolik gbona ye kata hoge ene, eye ahwe ha, ema tututu enye maufek be, si to bibla siame. Wole jiduge, gake mau jifo vito ava dujimleba, ame kokwe o ava hoji adu, bedeka, nenemae bibla glon, wava hoji adu.
Such an awful lot of voices Then there's the voice of the false prophet. That's a terrible voice. Man who calls himself a prophet. A prophet, of course, is a preacher. The modern word prophet absolutely means a man that preaches under inspiration.
Nenan fe gbe tuto o sogbo ro. Eye, afa to nyagbori la fe gbe han li. E ma nye gbe si jingong to. Ame gbe to si le do ki yombe nyagbori la. Nyagbori la, e me kokote be. E ya enye ma u nyagbori la. E gbe gbe fe nyagbe. Nyagbori la fe gome de de kote enye be. Ame si le ma u nyagblom le gbogbora me me te.
There is a man who stands and calls himself a prophet and denies the word of God. Denies the truth of God. There's so many voices.
Ame ade kem le titre. He yoro kube nyagblondi la. Evo he gbenu le ma ufe nyagbo. He gbenu le ma ufe nyatefe lagbo. Beyao sogbo ntolo.
Just a few moments ago, there was a brother out there directing me where to come in up here. But I guess he wondered why I went on up the street and turned around and come back. If you're here, brother, I was listening to something. It was our colored friends, the Negro.
Eyi vero va yime jidiola. Novi ntuade no mo fiamem. Alesima wa va fisia. Gakeme, mesusube. Abia ero kuisebe. Nukata meto mo aten. Afi va tro gagbugbo va afisia maha. Ne la afisia la, novi ngutu. Demon notodrom nane tae, e singe mia, mia holo agbaje yibo toade, ame yibola.
They got a temple here, and they call it the Elijah Muhammad or something. Young Elijah Muhammad, raising up with a voice, and saying that they are the voice that's going to bring the colored race. Out of this chaos.
Ofe gbedoxɔ le afi sia. Eye wo yɔnɛ be ɖekakpui Elia Muhammad. Alo naneko, ɖekakpui Elia Muhammad. Wole tsitre tim kple gbe aɖe. Hele gbɔgblɔm be yewoe nye gbe si aɖe ameyibɔwo ƒe ƒome la adoe le gbegblẽ gã la me.
That you see the very thing. They're Muslim this year. They're mosque. Well, don't you see that the very background of it's wrong?
Emala mikuya numa tututue ofe Muslim to le afisia ofe Muslim to ofe gbedoxola bung nuka ngutie miele kpoma bena nu ofe gomodokpe nto ha dafua.
The colored people, just like the white people, brown people, and yellow people. Not back to Mohammedism, but come back to Christ. The very principles that the Bible teaches. Mohammedism is against the word.
Ameyibɔwo hã, abe yevuwo, alo agudawo, amehɛwo, menye be woatrɔ yi ɖe Moslem tɔnyenye gbɔ o. Ke boŋ woatrɔ ava Kristo gbɔ. Esi nye dodo siwo tututu ŋutie Biblia fia nuto. Mohammed to nyenye titre re nya la ŋu.
I had the privilege of leading 10,000 Mohammeds to Christ one time at Durban, South Africa.
Azo gome popo su asinye be mekplo Muslim to akpe ewo va Kristo gbo si deka le Durban, Jehe Africa.
It produces nothing but psychology. And psychology is all right, as long as psychology don't deny the word. But when psychology denies the word, then psychology is wrong. It gives an uncertain sound.
Manana nana ke wu nunyao. Ke nunya nyo zi ale si mek benyalao. Kakena nunya benyalala. Ekema nunyala nye vodada. Enak besime mekko.
There's everything else will pass but God's word. Jesus said so. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So you see, we must Stay with the word. The voice.
Nububu de siade nuavai. Negbe maufe nyako. Yesu glenenema. Difokle anyigba nuavai. Gake nyenyala numa y gbedeo. Ekema. Miekwebe. Ejebe mian no anyikle nyala. Alok bela.
So many confused things. The people get up. They don't know the word. And they say things. And maybe it sounds very reasonable. Communism is a very reasonable thing. Everybody the same. There's no more capitalists. They're all communists.
Ame geɖewo tsaka nuwo fũu. Amewo tsi atre. Womenya nyala o. Eye wogblɔna nya aɖewo ko. Eye ɖewo mahi la, esia adze nunya ŋu. Communism nye nane si dze nunya ŋu. Ame sia ame nasɔ. Kapitalistiawo megali o. Wo katã wozu communistiawo.
Did you ever stop to think that that's a false revival communism is? And where did he pattern it after? The Jesus said the two spirits would be so close it would deceive the elected if possible.
Demie tote kpo resusu kpo be esia nye communism sia nye alakpa nyonyo ma ha. Ke afika e fe kpo rengwa lele nu sia kata megbe. Bo Yesu gblɔ be gbɔgbɔ eveawo ate ɖe wo nɔewo ŋu ale gbegbe be aflu ame tiatiawo ne le bɔbɔe.
And everything the devil's got, it's a perversion of what God created. Sin is righteousness perverted. A lie is the truth misrepresented. Adultery is an act that God ordained is to perverted.
Eye nu sia nu si le abosam si la nye nu si mawu wɔ ƒe gbototro sɔŋ ko. Nu vɔ nye nye dzɔdzɔenyenye si wotrɔ gbo. Alakpa nye nyateƒe si wometu ɖo nyui o. Aha si nye wɔna aɖe si mawu ɖo ɖi na mi si wotrɔ gboe.
All unbelief is the perversion of belief. You have to deny the truth in order to take the perversion. See, straighten out these voices. Test them by the word and see if it's truth.
Jima xose katã nye xose ƒe gbototro. Ele be nagbe nu le nyateƒea gbɔ afi ate ŋu axɔ gbototro la. Mikuya, mi de gbe siawo ɖoɖo me. Mi do wo kpɔ kple nya la ne miakpɔ be enye nyateƒe.
Oh, how we could go on these voices of the day, but our time's past. But so many voices that people don't know what to do.
Oh, aleke gbegbe mia tengwa yiji dada afo nukure egbe fe gbeawo nguti gake mia fe game ale yiyim ke han la gbeawo ba sogbo alebe amo mega nya nu siwa wo o.
The Methodists will finally hear a Baptist preacher. They'll go over there. They'll stay there while then they go to Lutheran.
Methodiste to ayi todoge Baptiste ma unya gblola mleba eye wa yi afima ada no nyi senko.
And in the Pentecostals, they have different groups. One will run to one and one to the other. Then back and forth. It shows you're not stable.
Kele Pentecostia odomela, hatoto vovovoli, de ka afudu ayide degbo, eye de ayibubugbo, emegbe waga troakbo, agayi, esia fiabe, mielikao.
Hear his voice.
Amen.
Here it is, wrote on paper. The voice will be confirmed if it is the truth.
Mi do to efe gbela, eya enye si, unglode agbale ji. Gbela, wadro pe gbela ji, nenye be enye nyatefe.
The church world don't know what to do. The political world is in chaos. Everything seems to be in chaos. Fellows run from here, something else rise up, some jacket, some coat.
Ramo ƒe xixia me meganya nu si wawɔ o. Dunya hehe ƒe xixia me dome gblẽ. Ewɔ abe nu sia nu kli dome gblẽ. Asime si afu du ato afi. Nu bubu aɖe gato, dziwui aɖe, kotu aɖe.
When I was in Rome, they got 19 different vindicated nails that was drove in Jesus' hand. And there's only three. But yet they've got the record at 19 different nails.
Esi me mai Roma la, gatagbaje deka deka wi asheke si ji o dope la le o si, si o de le Yesu fe asivlome. Evo eton koe afi, gakela, o khle gatagbaje deka deka wi asheke son.
Now what difference does it make? Who has a nail? Christ never left us nails to worship. He left us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
By His Word.
Azon, vovo toto ka ele mebe, gatagbaje la me aresi. Kristo megble gatagbaje o di nami be mi asubo o. Gbogbo kokwe o gble di nami, to e fo nyaji.
These signs shall follow them at least. They'll have the original nail. They'll have... These signs shall follow them that believe. They belong to the denomination I started. He started none. See how the voice is contrary?
Jesse Siao Akla Messio Huesalado. Okata Wajo Gatagbaje Lang Tong Tua. Wajo. Jesse Siao Akla Messio Huesalado. Wana Komara Tong Kosi Goma Majela Mea. Majedeke Gomaude. Mikpo Alessi. Beg Beg Bea Tovo Voda.
But these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. There's the word. They shall speak with new tongues. Take up serpents that would not harm them. They drink deadly things that would not bother them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. And you watch these things, plus all the rest of the scripture, put together.
Kabongla, Jesse Siao Aklamas Yohueselado, Lenyang Komawa Nyakbokbovawa Dogui. Emma inge nyala. Wafonu kla de ye ye o. Wale da o kla asi. E ye ma wafon adeke wo o. Ne o nonu wa meha la. Mele wo siga o. Ne o da si de dole la oji. Wofo la me la sen. Ke mi le nkure nu si a ngti. E ye ngonglo ma mle o kata fofu ha.
Now that alone will not confirm it. Not at all. That's where we Pentecostals get on the wrong road.
Azon esia de demedok peji o, kura kong o, afima mi Pentecoste o mi traide mokbegblenji le.
Did not Jesus say many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, have not I done mighty things in your name? Have not I prophesied in your name? Have not I done all this in your name? And Jesus said, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never knew you.
De Yesu mokblabena. Ame geɖewo ava gbɔnye le ŋkeke ma dzi agblɔ bena aƒetɔ alo menye wo ŋkɔ dzi mewɔ nusedɔwo le wo ɖe ɖe nye megblɔ nya ɖi le wo ŋkɔ me wo ɖe ɖe menye wo ŋkɔ me mewɔ nu siawo katã le wo ɖe eye Yesu agblɔ na wo be mite ɖa le gbɔnye mi numadzɔmadzɔwɔlawo nye menya mi kpɔ o.
Do you see my sisters and my brothers why I'm so condemning and indicting this generation?
Mi le ekpoma, mi novi nye nyonwo, kle novi nye ngutuo, nusita me bufo, he tsonyare jijime siya ngutia.
You might speak with tongue like men and angels. You might dance in the spirit all around the church. That has nothing to do with it. I've seen Mohammeds dance around like that.
Mi atengwa afonu kle adeye ye abe amegbeto kle maudola wene. Mi atengwa aduwe le gbogboma afokla game akpero. Ema me dro nya de kekle nu sia o. Me kpo Muhammad to ha du e fokhla ne na makpo.
I've heard in the doctor, witch doctor's camp, seen the witches stand up and speak in tongues and interpret it and tell exactly what was going to happen, and it happened that way.
Mesela atika wala, ade wala o fa sadame. Me kpo ade to titre do ade ye hede gome. Eye wo gblo nu si gbona jojoge, la tututu, eye wo va me han ne ma.
I've seen even a pencil raise up. And write in unknown tongues, and only one there could read it. It was of the devil.
Ntoha mekpo nglo tumi tsore titre nu henglo nu de gbetutome. Eye America kwele wo doma afima atengwa khli. Evo eto gbogbovogbo.
You can't base your eternal destination up on some sensation. Satan can't impersonate any of those sensations.
Matengwa tu wo dofo mavo. This is a lama geo. Satana, atengwa sros is a lama mau katan awo.
Not, it's to know Christ. something changes in your life. Watch your life and pattern it with the Word and see where you're at. Taking inventory. Certainly.
Menye, si jeje Kristo ye, nane si atro le wo akbeme ye, lengkure wo akbenonongu, nena tue sokple nyala, ekema nakpo afisi kene dro, akonta wawo ye, kakare jitwe.
In spite of all this impersonations, false voices, false prophets, all these other things that's rising up, Jesus still said, in spite of all of this, if any man will hear my voice and follow after me, he is the word.
Togbobe nenemfe amesosro okata woli ha. Gbesiwonye avatoto o, avato nyagbondila o, plenububu o le fofomre titre ha. Yesu gagblo. Lesia ukata mbebe, ne ameare senyekbe, eye wojeyo nyamala, eye maenye nyala.
Listen to his commission to us today, and all these voices, which I said it would take hours to bring out all these voices. And it's confusing to the people. It's a pathetic thing.
Mise epe zodonami ekbelada legbe sia ukata titina. Esi magblo hoho be aho gafofo fumba wa fonu to gbesia ongu. Ke enye nusi le amo otekam, enye nanesi wadode ameji.
And after all, you don't get the second chance, you got to take it now. You might not get a chance tonight. You might not get a chance tomorrow. It's now. When you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as in the days of provocation.
Eye le si akata magbela. Mon pokwa ma devena o. Elebe na hoi si afifia. Atengwa nyebe mon pokwa ma gasua si o ekbefien o. Atengwa nyebe mon pokwa ma gasua si o etosik bona me o. Fifi lae. Nemye senyek bela. Miga sem ya fe jime. Abale si o wole doma jwifen keke o me ene o.
Now is the time. This is acceptable time. That if any man will hear my voice, that goes to show that his voice would still be there in the midst of all the chaos. He's still got a voice.
Egbe nye eyila. Egbe nye kokoyina amesi amesi asenye egbe. Esi alfa fiambe. Efe egbe aganok begbele gansi adome kokoko. Gbeade gale esi kokoko.
Why? His voice will ever remain. Here it is. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my voice shall not pass away. His word.
Nuka ngutie. Efe gbela anoanyida. Eya enyesi. Difokle anyigba nu ayi. Gake nyek gbela numa yikpo o. Efe nyalae.
Let's just take, say, another 5 minutes quickly. Will you stay that long? A few minutes? I hurry. Let's just take some who heard this voice and obeyed it. How it made them act. What it made them to do.
Mina magaho, mia gloko be miniti aton, ne tokaba kaba, demia tengwia, demia lo anongi wa didinenema, alo miniti via de wa, azon, ma de abla. Mina miakpo ameado siwo se efekbe, hedro to esia, aleke esia naba wo wonwe.
I'm going to bypass a lot of scripture here just in order to get the right straight to you. How it changed their lives and all them that was about them. How they become the oddball. We call an oddball.
Azon ma dofla ngonglo gede gede o le afisia. Alebe ma doye gbona mi zideka. Alesi eya troa wokple amesi o fukla ofe akbe. Alesi ozu sagae. Mie yonebe nu saga.
Every man that ever did believe God was considered an oddball. Because if you're in the trend of the world, there's something wrong with you.
Amede siade si homa uji se kpokola. Wobibe enye ame saga. Elabena, nekiki ame lomide nula. Kena nekble tom yakbo.
To be a Christian, you have to be an oddball. For all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions of the world. He was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Quickly now, listen close as we close.
Bene na nye Kristo tola, ele bene azu ame saga. Ela bene, ame si okata no akbede ma usosrola nu le Kristo me la, wati wo yo metan le khikia me. Eva khikia me, eya si wo khikia me, ke khikia me me khwaya ma o. Ne to kaba azon, midoto nye, esi me mye le enu wum.
Adam heard his voice in the cool of the evening, and had fellowship with him. There was no condemnation to Adam. He heard the voice of God and said, Father, now I lay me down to sleep.
Adam, asefe gbelanyi nufayi, eye wode hakli, fobubwade kemelina Adam o, asema ufegbe, ke globe.
And he laid down and Eve on his arm. The lion, the tiger, and the wild beast laid right around him. There's no harm. No way of getting sick. No way of wondering if they wake up in the morning. They're going to wake up. Adam heard his voice in the way that he ought to have heard it.
Eye, wo mula anyi, esi chawa lefe abo ome. Jata ekponkle lawa dao mlo anyide wo khatu tutu. Vwade kemelio, dole nyade kemelio, nyabiasi ade kemele engu be, nyate ngu afotong di maha o. Wo le fofogetan, Adam sefekbel, le monu si jebe wase si alaji.
But one day he heard his wife's voice. I better leave that alone for a while. But he listened to the wrong voice. Yet it was his wife. The closest tie had on earth.
Gake gbede kala. Eva se srafe gbe. Anyo ube ma de asile ma nguvye gbo. Ke gbe vodi enye ma odro tue. Ke hala sran wonye. Nusi tede ngu la nyigbanji la e.
Why didn't he like Job, thou speakest like a foolish woman? If it would, the whole human race would be living instead of dying. It changed the course of human beings and time.
Nukata meglo abe hiobe enebe, efonu abe nyonu abunate ene umaha, ke nenye de wole aliala, amofome akata achi akbe, eye makuo, esia atro amegbe tofo zondede, ple yi atosian.
But he heard a voice of God, he had fellowship with it. But when he turned, how did he know that his wife was wrong? Remember, it was pleasant.
Gake se mau fegbe, edo hakpli kota. Gake si wo trodala, aleke wo wohenyabe yesron tome joma ha. Midon kwejibe, nwa biangu na ame.
We think today that our organization church, we think that our prosperity today is God smiling upon us. It looks good.
Mie buna ekbebe mia fe dodo ohala, hamela. Mie buna ekbebe mia fe jijeje kpokpola enye maufo nukokonami. Edebe enyo.
It looked good when Micah stood there before the 400 prophets and the whole land belonged to him and the Philistines was on it, or the Syrians. It looked good.
Edebe enyo. Afi mi khatitre de afi ma le nyagbodi la alafa ene o nkume ke anyigbala katanya woto eye filisto leji alo asur to bonwe ejebe nyo.
These prophets is telling, go out there, that belongs to us, take it. But it wasn't the voice of God. Micah turned around and cursed the voice.
Nyagbodi la sia o katano gbogblombena dogo ire afi ma esia nye miato hwe.
How did he know to do that? Because his vision was exactly with the Word. That's the only way to trust it and see it today. It's got to be on the Word.
Pepepe. elebe wasode nyalanu.
Then did you notice? After Adam listened to another voice besides God's voice, his own wife. And the church is listening to the voice of her organization, injecting into them creeds instead of the Word, letting them live any way they want to, as long as they go to church and a member of a certain church. That's all matters.
Midegesia, esi Adam do tok babubu tovo na maufek bela, e yang toswa, e ye hamia hale to drome fedrodo. Esi le jikose o hem deme, de nyala tefe. Hede asile wongu bewa uno akbe, ale si je wongu. Zi ale si wonya dia solime. Henye, rame ademe tokula, e yako e levevye.
Closest connection that the believer has on earth to them is the church. But the believer, the real believer, the closest connection is the Holy Spirit and God's Word.
Babla si bla hose to se sien wu le anyigbanji egbela. E si bla wola. E ye enye hamela. Ke hose to. Hose to va vala. Babla si bla wu la enye gbogbokokwe. E si nye ma ufenya.
So you find out that Adam realized his condition and he heard the voice of God calling again. And he was in fig leaves then. But it was a voice of condemnation. Why have you done this?
Alemye kpo Adam kpo efe nonome la degesi. Eye woga sema ufe gbe. Sile ame yom ake. Ke edok beti ngba o azon. Ke azon enye fobubu fe gbe. Bena, nu kanti ne wo nu siya.
I wonder if America today, or the world in its religious uproar as it is. In America, swallowing, being swallowed up. It'll be a national religion pretty soon.
Mebia sebe, ne egbe fe America. Alokikia mekple fe gbetete le subo gome. Abe ale si wole. Eye America ho esia mila. Akwe mi keng. Magadidi o avazu. Dukobli bo afe subo subo.
Who's sitting before me? I know it's tapes and it'll go all over the world. We have tape programs that every message takes the whole world in. All other countries.
Ameka eto tere ngonye. Menyabe wole lem. Eye ayide kiki amekata. Nulele fe dodo le miyasi. Alebe na agbeda si de siade na ayide kiki amekata. De dukobu buo kata hame.
But if you look and see, they're standing in fig leaves. When the true voice of God comes out, they don't know what to do about it. It's confusing. They don't know what to do.
Enyo azon, ne miele nkure ngula. Gboti ngba oji komye titre do. Ne ma ufe gbeva vantot dogola. Ome nyanu kawa wakure ngu o. E chakana ame. Ome nyanu siwa wa o.
Quickly, Noah heard the voice of God. He was preparing to save his life. And he followed the instructions. And he stood.
Neto. Noah sema ufe gbe. Eno jajiram dobe yade yefe agbe. Ke ekplo na nanyanyala do. Eye wo chitre.
If a man hears the voice. Now listen. Catch this real good. Don't fail. If a man hears the voice of something. And if it's proven to be the voice of God. And on time, and then that proceeds forth from the man, heavens and earth will pass away, but that word can't pass away.
Ne ame segbela, azon mi do tonye, mi ngode si ame nye, mi ga defu o. Ne ame se nane fekbela, eye wodokpe jibe enye mau fekbe. Le eyi si jela, eye wodogola amenula, di fokple anyigba nu avayi, gake,
Noah heard the voice and condemned the world. And they laughed in his face because his message didn't cope with their scientific achievements. But it rained and destroyed the whole world. His voice that went forth, the seed was laying there. Every age, it's been the same way.
Noah, Segbela, eye ebu fokhiame, ke wokui, elabena efe gbedasila me sokple nu sioji ofe asisu le jojome nu nyame o. Gakela, etiaja, hechro hechela kata, mikuya, efe gbesi dogolae, nukula le afima, le akbeno yide siya de mela, nenemako unona.
Samuel, alarmed when he heard the voice of God, that he was go ahead to condemn Eli, the man that had nurtured him, the man that had been a daddy to him, and had raised him up and fed him.
Samuel, eti jojojo esi o sema ufogbe, bena elebe ya zoyingo abu for Eli, amesi ngila, amesi nyafofone, sigba wo noti, amesi nanui wodu.
Minister brothers, shall I? Ministers many times upon their denominational grounds and creeds, their credentials in their pocket, of the very pappy, the very organization that's nurtured them and fed them and brought them up in position, they put them in church and put them in a congregation. You have to knock down to what they teach. See?
No viengo tu osofo, maya. Osofo zigerela, ele na obe watu afo ofe komaha tonko ofe gomodokpe okple jikoso oji. Ofe bubugbale, si le ofe kotokume. Si wokoto ofofo lang tokbo, si nye dodo oha lang tongto si nyiwo. Henna nuwa wadu, eye woke wawoti. Heto wodo dofo male hame ame, heto wodo fupope ame la, elebe, nyatu afo nusi wofiana laji. Mikuya.
What a horrible thing it would be for a true servant of God to hear the voice of God and have to come back to that same mother organization. Say, you're condemned because you don't receive this word.
Nu divovo ka wonyena mau subolava fantobe, wasema ufekbe. Esi wole nebe, wagatrova dodo wakasi ji lagbo, agbo nebe, wobufo, elabena mkwanya siyawa.
What a thing. It was hard for Samuel. But he was a prophet. He had to do it. Regardless of word heard or not, he had to do it anyhow.
Nukagbegbe nye siya. Enye nusi sese na Samuel. Gake nyakblondi la e. Elebe wawwe. Mekabe de abia mengu alome de abia mengu ola. Elebe wawwe godo.
Moses heard the voice of God. He was full of theology. He knew all the ins and outs, but it failed. He heard the voice of God. Moses was never the same. And no man is never the same.
Moses semau fakbe. Eya mayo funkle maunu sosron. Enya gegede maokle dodole maokata. Kaha ekpo gege. Es semau fakbe. Moses me ganye amereka makeo. Eya amereka hameli. Ganye na amereka makeo.
You might hear in your ears the voice speaking, but when you hear in your heart,
that's it,
the voice speaking, then you're hearing.
Atengwa si de tomebe be gbela le nufom gakene si le wochime be gbia le nufom la mikuya afiko esanu.
You do not see with your eyes. You look with your eyes. You see with your heart. You see something, say, I just don't see it. You mean you don't understand it.
Menye nku otokpo anu o. Nku kpo agotanu. Ke ji otokpo anu. Anonane kpo ma agblobe, nyeme kpe o. Dene dibe ya agblobe, yeme se gome o.
You do not hear with your ears. You hear with your heart. Many times your ears hear the true voice of God and it falls off you like water off of a duck's back. But when you really hear, you hear with your heart.
Menye to ne to se anu o. Woji ne to se anu. Zigerela, woto a sema ufek bevavan la. Ke adidi le ngu abe ti wo kore akpakpapa jimene. Gakene senu vavan la, ke jie ne to si.
And all the theology that Moses had, he hadn't heard the voice of God, but one day, God called this 80-year-old sheep herder over to one side and spoke to him, and he caught it. He proved that he was God.
Eye le mawu nu sɔsrɔ si katã Mose srɔ me la, mese mawu ƒe gbe o. Ke gbe ɖeka la, mawu yɔ alekplɔla sia si xɔ ƒe blanyi la ɖe aga, hefɔ nu nɛ. Kasia, wòŋɔ ɖe me, eɖe fia be yenye mawu.
First thing he done to Moses is vindicate his word. I'm going down, I remember what I promised. And this is what he promised for the last days. Raise up a people from the Gentiles. All the promises.
Nugbanto si wo wana Mose la, enye be wadokpe efe ngbedodo ji. Meyina, medron kunye ngbedodo ji. Eye, esia enye nusife ngbe wo doche nan uwu nkeke awo. Afo dukware de chitre le trosbo la o dome. Pre ngbedodo mamle awo kata.
This I promised, said Moses, take off your shoes. In other words, honor it. Now throw down your staff. And a dry stick off the desert became a serpent. And Moses caught it and went back to its condition again.
Nusifeng bemedo, ebe, Mose, dewa tokotao, legbaglobu bumela, debubu esiang, azon, towa tizotila fugbera nyigba, eye a tifufu si o toto bejila zuda, eye Mose li, ogatro zuale si o nota.
He knew that was God because God said, the word of God, the word that he was speaking, said, throw down the stick in your hand. That's God's word.
Mikuya, enyabe mawu enyama, elabena mawu glombe, mawu fenya, nyasi glom wolela, glombena, to ati sile asiomela fugbe, emma enyama ufenya.
Don't try to do the same thing. That ain't God's word to you. That's God's word to Moses. Here's God's word to you.
Megajagbagbabe ya gbugbo awo numa o. Ema menye mawu fe nya na wo. Enye mawu fe nya na Mose. Esia enye mawu fe nya na wo.
Throw down the stick. It turned to a serpent. So now you're afraid of it. Pick it up by the tail. Back it went again. God's word to him. What did he do? God vindicated his word.
So atila fugbede anyigba etro zuda ebe azo denele vovom nea lefe asike na tue eye wogatro ake mau fe nyana eyama nuka enye mawo wo mau dokpe fe nyala ji.
I had a call here a few months ago about it's been about a year ago a little lady on the end of a telephone connection with a Baptist preacher and a Pentecostal preacher.
Mahoka fofo ade ano leti ade wenye si. Ano ade, o, ade fereka ade wo yivayi. Afono ade no kanu. Eya kle baptiste ma unyak blolade. Kle pentekoste ma unyak blolade ha.
She said, Brother Branham, the Lord has made me a prophet. I said, fine. Said, you know, I'm told that you said that you bore record that my ministry was of God. Now, I couldn't do that. That's contrary to the word. So I said, lady, that's an error. I don't even know you.
Eglobe, novin to Branham. Afeto wom nyonu nyaglondi lai. Medongu be, enyong to. Ebe, minya. Oglonam be, edida sebe, nye subo subo dola to ma ugbo. Azon, nye matengu awonene ma u. E tofu na nyala. E yata medugblone be. Afeno, esia nye vodada. Nye menya wong to gohan u.
And the Baptist preacher, I heard him. I heard the Pentecostal preacher. She said, well, I'm having a meeting here. And said, the Lord is doing great things. I said, I'm grateful for that.
Eye Baptiste mawu nyaglola la, medro tui, medro to Pentecoste mawu nyaglola la ha. Nyonu abe, enyo, meletakpekpe wom le afi. Eye ebe, afetole nu gao wom, meglobe, medakpe le esiata.
She said, I said, has he ever told you anything yet? Said, yes, I've got a great program in hand. I said, wonderful. I said, now watch your program. I said, what did the Lord tell you?
Eglobe, meglobe, de wo glonya de na wo kpo va se de fifia. Ebe, dodo gande li melede asi. Meglobe, enyong to. Meglobe, azonu ka enye wo dodo la. Mebe, nuka aƒetɔ gblɔ na wòa?
He said, go to Phoenix, Arizona on a certain date. And that I'm going to give you the Lost Dutchman gold mine. And you're going to take this gold that's found in there, and you're going to sponsor missionaries around the world. When we all know that the Lost Dutchman mine is a legend.
Egblɔ be, heyi ɖe Phoenix, Arizona, le ŋkeke ale kple ale dzi, eye matsɔ Dutchman ƒe sikakuƒe si bu la na wò. Atsɔ sika si nakpɔ le afi ma la atsɔ de asi dɔgbedelawo te le xexea me katã. Evɔ mi katã míenya be Dutchman ƒe sikakuƒe si bu la, enye glinya aɖe ko.
So he said, I said, well, I'll tell you how to find out whether it's God or not. I said, you be there on that day. And if it's, you find the Lost Dutchman mine, then it's God. If you don't find the Lost Dutchman mine, then repent and get that lying spirit off of you. That's how to find out where it's God or not.
Nenema o gblɔ. Me gblɔ nɛ be, enyo ma fia o ale si na wo akpɔ be esia to mawo gbɔ lo alo metui o mahã. Me gblɔ be, wo la, yi ɖe afi ma gbe ma gbe. Eye ne enye be eke ɖe Dutchman ƒe sikakuƒe si bu la ŋu la, ekema esia to mawo gbɔ. Ne meke ɖe Dutchman ƒe sikakuƒe si bu la ŋu o la, ekema trɔ le wo dzime eye naɖe alakpagbɔgbɔ ma ɖa le me o. Nenema woadze sii be eto mawo gbɔ alo metui o.
God said Moses threw down a stick, it'll turn to a serpent. He did it. He said, pick it up, it'll be a stick again. He did it.
Mawo gblɔ be, Mose, tsɔ ati la ƒu gbe ɖe anyigba eye wòatrɔ zu da. Ewɔe. Egblɔ be, do asi ɖa natsɔe eye wòatrɔ zu ati. Ewɔe.
When God makes a promise of a ministry in this last days, he'll confirm it just exactly the way he said he would do it. Then you know you got the right voice. You're listening to the right thing because it's the word being confirmed.
Esi mawo do subɔsubɔ do aɖe ƒe ŋgbe le ŋkeke mle siawo me la, adrɔ kpe edzi pɛpɛpɛ abe ale si wògblɔ be yeawɔe ene. Ekema enya be yeke ɖe gbe nyuitɔ la ŋu. Nu nyuitɔ la enye ma sem nele. Elabena enye nya la si dzi woɖo kpee mi kpea.
Oh, ha, I'm sorry. All right, Moses acted different. Look what a funny thing Moses done. Now, always when you're following the voice of God, you're crazy to the world.
Oh, aleke. Taflache, me. Esogbe. Mose wɔ nu si tovo. Kpɔ nu, nu di kokui si Mose wɔ la da. Azon, esia yi si miakplɔ mawo ƒe gbeɖo la, miazu tagbɔ kukutɔ na xixia me.
The next day found Moses with his wife sitting on a mule and a young'un on her hip, or that's southern, child. On her hip, and there there was this old man with beard hanging down like this, his bald head shining, a stick in his hand, leading a little donkey, going right down toward Jesus if as hard as he could go. Somebody said, Moses, where are you going? Going down to Egypt to take the thing over.
Musike la, kena Mose kple srɔ̃a le tedzidzi, eye ŋutsuvi aɖe le ali nɛ, alo nenema dziehetɔ wɔna, vi le ali nɛ, ke woawoe kem yina, tɔgbi xoxo ma si ƒe ge didi aleke. Eye eƒe ta bebe le dzo dam, wòlé ati ɖe asi helé tedzi sue la kplɔm ɖo ta Egipto netsɔ toe. Ame aɖe agblɔ be, Mose, fika yim nele, meyina ɖe Egipte be maxɔ nua katã.
Wherewith he had failed as a young man, he had failed as a military man, but here he was going down to take over, and he did it. Why? He had heard the voice of God and seen it vindicated. For his day, for the things that was to be in his day, he saw it.
Afi si ke okpɔ gege le esi me wonye ɖekakpui, esi wonye gbadagba la, ekpɔ gege, gake fifia la, eyina be yaxɔ dziɖuɖua, eye exɔe hã, nu ka ŋutie, ese mawo ƒe gbe, eye wokpɔ woɖo kpe edzi na eƒe ŋkeke la, hena nu siwo dze be wòadzɔ le eƒe ŋkeke me, ekpɔe.
Paul. A self-styled Pharisee, just as full of theology as he could be. But one day, he heard the voice of God. He saw a pillar of fire. And he knew there was something different. It changed his life.
Paulo, si wo edo ki Pharisee to, he yo fun kle ma un sosro, ale si ko atengui. Gake gbede kala, es se ma ufe gbe, ek po jolili kola, eye wo nye bena, enye nane si tovovo, esia troye fe agbe.
No matter how many Pharisees, how many Gamalias or anything else could cry out to Paul, you're wrong, Paul had heard the voice of God. He knew it was the truth.
Me ka Farisi toneni, Gamalia neni, alo nububu si atengwa do afade Paulo tabena, edafu ola, Paulo semau fegbevo, henyabe enye nyatefe.
Peter, religious as he could be, keeping the traditions of the elders, he would not eat any meat. No, sir. He would have nothing to do about it at all. He was really keeping the traditions of the elders right to the word.
Petro, singe subola ale siko atenguila, le togwi konuo lele mede asime, ma tengwa adun la de siade o, pa o amaga, nane ke mele esi watengwa wole unkura o. Elle togbi ofo konuo mede asiva va, de nyala nu pepepe.
What happened? One day he heard the voice of God. Don't call that common unclean what I make clean. He was a changed man. He is ready to go anywhere the Lord sent him.
Nukajo, Bedekala, Esamau Fugbe, Nusinguti Makola, Magayuebe Nujojro alone makomako. Etrozwa mesitro, Elegbesosobe, Wayafisiafisia Fetola Dodurala.
Closing, I might say this. There was a man one time who was a believer. He had been dead 4 days. He was in the grave, stinking, rotten. But he heard the voice of God speak, Lazarus, come forth!
Bema wunula, magblo esia. Ame ade nonyi kpo nye khoseto. Ekun keke enne son. Ele yodomekhele fefem kum. Egble, gake semau fekbe si fonu bena. Lazaro le, dogo.
And if it brought a man forth after being dead and rotten, what ought to do to a church that still has life in it?
Amen.
It ought to resurrect them. In the mess of all of these voices that we've talked about, religious, politics, Hollywood, all the false prophecies and things that's gone out.
Kene efo amere si kuhe gblede titrela, eke manu ka wawona hamesime akbegale la, elebe wafowere titre, legbe si aofe chakachaka si glomyele la dome, subo to, dunya hehe toa, hulihut toa, apato nyakblodi la okata, plenusio kakadi la ha, toa o.
In the midst of all of it, the true voice of God will call a man that's dead in sin and trespasses to life again. It ought to take a backslidden church and call it to life again. Sure.
Le esia ukata titi nala, maufek beva vantola ayo ameade siku, de nuvome klejida dame, ava akbe meyake, elebe wanye hameade si demekbe afiwa tengwa fwende akbe, kakade jitui.
Remember, in closing, I say this, then I'll close. Jesus said the time would come when all that was in the grave would hear the voice of God. You're going to hear it. No matter what condition you're in, you're going to hear it anyhow.
Mi don kweji, esi mele enu wum, mak blo esi ako, eye ma wenu. Yesu globena, gameli gbona, esi amesi okata le yodomelala se ma ufekbe. Ke oha ele sege.
And some of them that come out of the grave will come to condemnation. They hear the voice, but it's condemning. And if you hear it today, the day after so long a time when you hear my voice, harden not your hearts, as you did in the days of provocation.
Hey, I miss your photo, your domela, domator, the old adogo, hena fobubu. What's segbela? Gake enye si bua fome. Kene ele esem ekbe la. Ekbe le eyi di diade mekbe. Nem ye se nye ekbe la. Mi ga sem ya fe jime o. Abe ale si mye wo le dome jufen keke o me ene o.
If you, Pentecostal people, grouping yourself out in creeds again, in worldliness, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof, before you have to rise in the resurrection to be condemned, because the voice of God that speaks to you now through the word will condemn you in that day.
Eye ne mi Pentecostia omiga fofure jikose onwa kala le xexe me nuwo me la, Mawu sɔsrɔ la ƒe nɔnɔme le wo si gake wogbe ƒe ŋusẽ la, hafi wofɔ mi ɖe tsitre le tsitre titi me la, woabu fɔ mi, elabena gbe si le nu ƒom na mi fifia la to nya la dzi lae abu fɔ mi le ŋkeke ma dzi.
If you're just a lukewarm believer, the voice of God cries in your heart this morning, you are a lukewarm believer, you'd better repent.
Ne enye xɔsetɔ yɔyrɔe ɖe ko la, Mawu ƒe gbe le ɣli dom ɖe towo me ŋdi sia be, xɔsetɔ yɔyrɔe nenye, ke anyo na wo wu be natrɔ dzi me.
You man, women, boys, or girl, that's not living for Christ, and the voice of God speaks to you through His Word and says, stop doing that, you better do it. Because you're going to hear it again one day. And it'll condemn you. You can't deny it. It's speaking to you now. And remember, it's recorded.
Mi ŋutsuwo, nyɔnuwo, ɖekakpuiwo kple ɖetugbuiwo, esi mele agbe na Kristo, ke Mawu ƒe gbe ƒo nu na wo, to eƒe nya la me gblɔ bena, dzudzɔ nu mawɔwɔ, anyo na wo wu be nawoe, elabena egale ese ge ake gbe ɖeka, eye esia la bu fɔ wo, mate ŋu agbe esia wo, ele nu ƒom na wo fifia. Eye mi ɖo ŋku edzi be woli daɖi.
And those who does riot and hears his voice will rise. The righteousness, the glory, the heaven.
Eye ame siwo wɔ nu dzɔdzɔe, eye wose eƒe gbe la, woafɔ hena dzɔdzɔe nyenye, hena ŋutikɔkɔe, hena dziƒo.
So you're going to hear the voice of God sometime. Maybe faintly this morning it speaks in your heart that you should turn from the way that you're going, turn back to God.
Ekema, ele na mi be miava se Mawu ƒe gbe ɣi aɖe yi godo. Ɖewo mahi ele nu ƒom na wo dzi ŋdi sia blewu, be natrɔ le mɔ si dzi nele la, atrɔ ɖe Mawu ŋu.
Now remember, they'll record that voice that's speaking to your heart in heaven. And someday when Jesus does call and all that's in the grave, all right and wrong, will rise.
Azɔ mi ɖo ŋku edzi, wole gbe ma si le nu ƒom na wo dzi la lém daɖi ɖe dziƒo. Eye gbe ɖeka esi Yesu la yɔ ame, eye ame siwo katã le yɔdo me la, wo katã nyuitɔ kple gbegbletɔa siaa, woatitre.
And then this very same voice will whisper right back to you. Phoenix, Arizona, on a certain Sunday morning, when the minister had held you so long, speaking on the voice.
Ekema, gbedeka sia ke, agado dalinao, le Phoenix, Arizona, le kosira ngundia de la, esime osofo la lemi dadi fun hele nu fom kure, gbela ngutia.
I spoke to you, told you women to let your hair grow out, quit dressing immorally. Told you men to quit that line smoking. Told you preachers to turn back to the Word of God. See what I mean? That's right, that still voice say it could be right.
Mă fonu nao, he glona mignon obe, mi-a da sile mi-a fata da unti wati. Mi jujo agbavu dodo, mă glona mignon tu obe, mi-a da asile alakpadada, ple atamano no unti. He glona mi maunya glona obe, mi trɔ yi Mawu ƒe nya la gbɔ, mi kpɔ nu si gblɔm melea, esia le teƒe, gbe bɔkɔ ma si gblɔ be, ate ŋu anyi nya teƒe.
If I had to come like Nicodemus, I'd still try to get there. I'd come to him and go out here in the desert somewhere and say, Lord God, here I am, change me now. Mold me in your fashion. Come back to the Word.
Ne anye be ma va abe Nicodemus ene hã, ma dze agbagba kokoko, be ma ɖo afi ma. Ma va egbɔ, adogo ayi gbedzi le afi aɖe, ahagblɔ be, aƒetɔ Mawu, nye nye si, azɔ trɔm, mem ɖe wo nɔnɔme nu, trɔ va nya la gbɔ.
Somewhere where you see you're leaving off in the Word, come right back to that. Because a chain is its strongest at its weakest link.
Afi aɖe le nya me la, si ne kpɔ be yegblẽ daɖi le, trɔ va egbɔ kaba, elabena kɔsɔkɔsɔ ƒe sesẽ la, tso eƒe kpeƒe.
And anywhere in your life that you've left the commandment of God off to serve a tradition, there's where your chain will break, no matter how firm you are on the other thing. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us pray.
Eye afi si afi le wo agbeme, si ne gble mawo fe sedede di le, xe subo konyinyo la. Afi mae wo kosokoso la ato le, meka ale si gbegbe ne like, le nu susua o me o. Le mawo fe asi matro matro la de asi, minam ya dogbe da.
The day after so long a time, Lord, you said, that you'd speak, you'd write your laws upon the tables of hearts. I know not what stands before me. The only thing I know to do is take your word and spread it out. Surely it will lodge beneath some rock somewhere.
Egbe, le yi di di ade megbe la, afeto, egblo be ye fonu. Englo wo sia wo de jikpe wo ji, nye me nya nu si le ngonye wo. Nu de ka si me nya wo wo la e nye be, ma to wo nya la, e ye ma wu e sia, godo la. Dewo asibede petua dewo te la afiade.
I pray, God, that you'll speak to every young person, every middle-aged old person, whatever it might be. Speak to my heart, Lord. Speak to these ministers' hearts. Speak to the congregational hearts. We pray, Father, that today we will hear your voice.
Melekbe domda maube na fomna sohe de siade. Ame titiwo, ame gande diwo, ble ame desia desi wate wanyeko. Fonuna nye ji afeto, fonuna wosofo siya ofeji, fonuna fufofo ya kata afeji. Mye legbe domra fufobena, mye se wokbe ekbe siya.
And we know as it was in the days of Samuel, an open vision is a rare thing and it startled the people. So is it today.
Eye, mye nyabena. Abale si wono le Samuel fon keke ome ene be ngte gakpokpo ome gabo ula. Ke ewo yade ame o, nene make wo gale ekbe.
We have dreams and dreamers, we have speakers and interpreters, but an open vision coming forth with the word of the Lord and corrected.
Dron kuku o kle dron kula o bore miasi fun, nufo la o kle gbe gomede la o le miasi. Ke ngte gakpokpo, si ya dogo kle afoto fo nyala.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that that voice that was crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, that we believe the Holy Spirit gives that voice again today, prepare for the coming of the Lord.
Mie lek be domra di fo fo fo, bena ak be masi dogli lek be aji bena, mi jira feto la fe maudo, esi ke mie kwe sebe, bakwa kwa kwe ga lek be ma ke tom na ek be siyake, bena mi jira do,
and how odd it is, because there's so many other voices to numb it and to take it out. But it's gracious in the ears of those that hear it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will now do the work in the hearts of all of us.
Hey, aleke gbegbe nu si ale sagai. Ela bena gbebubu gede oli. Be wa chienu ne wa dida. Gake avivide amesi o se la fetome. Melekbe domda.
While we have our heads bowed, now I trust our hearts bowed. If you know somewhere that you have disobeyed in your life, know some scripture that you know that's Bible teaching that you haven't cooperated with because something Hollywood voice made you do something different.
Ke esi mia fe tao galetola. Eye mie kareji be mia fe jiwo ha bobode anyila. Ne e deje si afiade si ne setole le wo akbemela. Ne enya ngonglade. Si enya be enye bibla fe nfefia. E voye mo wode kakpli o. Le nane tala. Hollywood fe gbema nabe e wo nububula.
Some place that you ministers has found a place in the Bible that's actually the truth. But you know your organization would put you out if you taught that. You know it's absolutely true.
Tefe ade si mi o sofo o mi kpo. Bibla fe tefe ade. E si nye nya tefe. Gake mi nye be mi afe dodo wa gala de mi dogui. Nenye be mi fia numala. Evo mi nye kote ebe na enye nya tefe hafi.
To you people who take the wrong thing, live the wrong life, you fathers and mothers, that's not trying to correct your children, not trying to raise them.
Nami amesi o khonu gbegble la, alo nɔ agbegbegblẽ la, mi vi fofo kple vi dada siwo gbe to hehe na mia viwo, miele agbagba dzem be miahe wo o.
You may try your best, and they're going out on worldly anyhow, but you're putting example before them. And if you're not doing it, the voice of God is speaking to you. Don't do that.
Atengwa nye be, miewo miafo ngutete, evo de siya de ha, oto mote yinade kikiame. Gake miele kpore ngdamde wongo. Eye ne miele ewo mwola, maufo gbele nufom na wo. Magawane na ma wo.
Now with every head bowed and all eyes closed, and may the God of heaven look down into the hearts of that person that's hungry and finds the place where they're wrong.
Azon esi amesi amede ta toxe miankula, ke difo maula ne kpo amesi dole wuwum la fe jiwo me, be wakpo tefe si wo davole la.
And with a hand up to God saying, Lord, I truly desire for your voice to take out all the unbelief and all the things that's not like you and make me what you'd have me to be. Would you raise your hands while you... Lord bless. God bless you.
Eye esi miakɔ miaƒe asiwo ɖe dzi ɖo ɖe Mawu gbɔ agblɔ bena, aƒetɔ, medi vavã be wo gbe na ɖe dzimaxɔse katã kple nu siwo katã mesɔ kple wo la ɖa le menye. Eye natsɔ mu wɔ nu si nedi be manye la. Ɖe mialɔ akɔ asiwo yi dzia, esime mie aƒetɔ nayra, Mawu nayra mi.
Then the Bible said, Jesus said, in the spite of all these other voices, yet if a man shall hear my voice, follow after him, you're going to get your desire.
Ekema Biblia gblɔ be, Yesu gblɔ be, togbɔ be gbe siawo katã li hã, ke ne ame aɖe se nye gbe, mi dze eyome, miakpɔ nu si di miele.
Lord, time is running out. But the Bible said that as many as believe were baptized.
Aƒetɔ, game le yiyim, gake Biblia gblɔ bena, ame ale si nu xɔe se la, wonyrɔ wo.
I pray, Heavenly Father, that every one of those that raise their hands in true confession, that the word of God that they have read and seen that they've been wrong, I never look at half of them. It's not for me to look. It's for you to look, Lord. You know the motive and objective behind the hand that raised up.
Melegbe domra difo fofo bena, ame siawo dometo de siare siko aside jikple eme fufuva vala, bena mau fe nyae okhle, eye okpoe de jesi bena, yewo davo nyemelo wo fe afaha pom o menye tonye gome wo nye be makpe o we wole be nakpe aƒetɔ enya jime susu kple tame dodo si le megbe na asi si wo kɔ ɖe dzi la.
Let them from this very hour purpose in their heart from this day henceforth, I'll take the word of God and the voice of God and follow it no matter what the price is.
De monawo to gafofo siaji be watso nyame le wo fe jime be to egbe siaji he yina la ma xɔ mawu fe gbe kple mawu fe nya la adze eyome ale kekeake anye enguti fe la ha.
And bear in their mind as they're going, the song of the poet, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free. Oh, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for me. And this consecrated cross I'll bear until death shall set me free.
Eye wa le hakpala fe hasiade susume ne wojo yina bena. De Yesu koe la to atitoga. Eye kikiame kata na vofa. Oh, atitoga lina amesiame. Atitoga lina nyeha. Ke mato vosa titoga sia vasere ku na nama vo.
Then when the voice of God speaks, I'll come forth in His righteousness, for I have followed His voice, the voice of His word. I commit them to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ekema, ne mawu fe gbe la fonu la, ma dogo le efe jɔjɔnye nye me, elabena me dze efe gbe la yome, esi nye efe nya la fe gbe, Metɔ wo de asi na wo azɔ aƒetɔ le Yesu Kristo ƒe ŋkɔ me.
Now while we have our heads bowed, you making your confession and your pledge. I'm amazed at a little boy sitting here twisting his head around. And there is a voice for the church, I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. That's a voice in the church.
Azon esime miaƒe tawo gale to la, eye miele eme ʋum hele adzɔgbe ɖem la. Ewɔ mo ya nam be ŋutsuvi sue aɖe si nɔ anyi ɖe afi sia le eƒe tawo trom. Ke gbe aɖe di na hame la be, nye nye Yehowa si da gbe le wo dɔlelewo katã ŋu. Gbe mai le hamea me.
And all you who have need of healing, and you're living a consecrated life to every word of God that you know what is right, and you have a need of healing, I wonder if you just raise up your hands. Raise up your hands. Lord, I have a need of healing.
Ke mi ame siwo katã hia dɔyɔyɔ, eye mienɔ vɔsasa ƒe agbe ɖe mawo ƒe nya ɖe sia ɖe si mienya be le teƒe la nu, evɔ miehia dɔyɔyɔ la, nye menya ne miate ŋu akɔ miaƒe asiwo yi dzi dzaa ko o, mikɔ miaƒe asi yi dzi bena, aƒetɔ, mehia dɔyɔyɔ.
All right. Now keep that voice in your heart. I am the Lord and heals all thy diseases. Remember, when the word is spoken, it has to come to pass.
Esogbe, azon, legbe made wo jime, nye nye Yehowa, si dagbe le wo dolele wo kata angu. Midon kujibe, ne wo gblo nyala la, elebe wava me.
Jesus said, Mark 11:22, if you say to this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass. You can have what you said.
Yesu gblɔ le Marko ta wi ɖeke kpikpi bla vɔvɔ vea me be ne mie gblɔ na to sia bena te ɖa eye mie keɖi le miaƒe dzime o, ke boŋ mie xɔe se bena nu si mie gblɔ la ava me la, miate ŋu axɔ nu si mie gblɔ la.
Now, each one in our own way now, bow your head. Make your confession. Lord, I believe your word. I hear your voice telling me that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Azon, ame siame, ale si eyang tolo azon, mi de tato ne mi avue me bena. Afeto, me chowo nyaji se, me se wokbe, si glonam bena, enye de kamake, eto ekbe.
I'm going to walk down and lay hands on this child because he's too little to know what it's all about. Precious little boy, about the size and the age of my little Joseph. And I want all of you to be praying. Praying. Lord, I hear your voice, I believe.
Mayina be ma da sire de visiaji. Ela bena me ti kroa anya nu si keye o. Mutuvi swe hosila. Si fe kokome. Plefe, sokple nye Yosef suela to. Medibe, mia dometo de siade na dogbeda a dogbeda be. Afeto, mese wokbe, mekwese.
Heavenly Father, we're bringing this audience to you for the healing of their body. And Lord, here sits a poor little child. He's attracting my attention all along in the message. Seeing a parent sit there holding a little fellow.
Fofo difo vito. Mie to toro la sia odo nkuo mehena ofe nti la fe doyoyo. Eye afeto. Devi sue da heade nye si le afisia. Eno nye susu hem le gbeda sia katame. Esi meno eje la kpomu ono anyide afima. Hele ngutu vi sue la de asi.
Through medical science, there's not a hope for the little guy. There is a voice of God that rides over everything. And as this church joined together to make every commandment that I know how to do, the rest belongs to you, Father. I'm walking down and laying hands on that child.
Legbedada ngunti nunyamela, mokpokpo adeke megalina ngtuvi suela o. Ma ufek beade li, si duanu katanji, ye esi hame si awo de kakplim bena, ma na sede deko, abe ale si matengu awe enela, susuya kpoto de gbou fufu, me yina be ma da aside de vi maji. Fofo mau le Yesu Kristo ƒe ŋkɔ me la, mebu fɔ esia, na be mau ƒe ŋusẽ si nye mau ƒe dɔyɔyɔ la, bena liɖɔɖɔ geɖe nava eme le miniti atɔ siwo gbɔna la me, be wo katã woava mau gbɔ hena wo ŋutikɔkɔe.
Heavenly Father, you gave the promise. That's all I know. You gave the promise.
Oh yes. Hallelujah.
It has been done. It has been said. If you say to this, and I'm saying to every devil of sickness or affliction that's binding this audience, that's binding these people, every spirit of unbelief, I'm saying, depart from the people in the name of Jesus Christ.
For 44 Vito, when Nang Bedodola, Nusia Kata Komenyabe, when Nang Bedodola, Evame, Abale Siogle Nebe, Nemye Glona Esia, Eye, Melebog Blomna Dolele, Alof Pepper Bobo de Sia de Sibla Torola Siaola, Sibla Amesiaola. Jima Josephe Bogbo de Siade, Melegbog Blombe, Midogola Meome, Le Yesu Christo Funkome.
Now we know it is written, and now it's been said, let it be done to the honor and glory of God. And in the name of Jesus Christ, it's asked.
Azom yenyabo ong ready, ke azom ok ble, na wavame. Kana mau fo bubu kle ngti kokwe eye le Yesu Kristo fo nkome wo biele.
Now you that can believe and do believe, no matter what happens, don't have to be the seed drop there, that little something inside of you, that voice.
Azon mi amesi o ateng wa khwese eye mi khwese mekanu si ajola mele na mi be mi anye nuku si geje afima o.
Parent of this child, no matter what the condition of the child is, you believe the seed of God dropped into your heart, that boy will get well. The rest of you is praying one for another. Do you believe that the seed of God dropped into your heart? My sickness is finished.
Devi si apa jilao, makale si devi lapo na nomeleola, mi kwesebe, maufu anuku gaje mi apa jime, bengu tuvila akaya maha. Amasusuo minogbe domra de myanota mi khwesebe esi mau fanu ku gare myafa jimeta nge dolele la voa.
Then the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Drive down that post, and if Satan ever tries, you come right back standing in that Spanish church that Sunday morning. The prayer of faith was prayed for me, and God promised.
Amen.
Ekema wo do khosefe gbeda na mi vo mi zon yi soti lagbo. Eye ne satana tekpola mi ga trova numa kebena esi me titre de Espania hameame le kosira ngundi mala wo do khosefe gbe rade tanye eye mau dongbe.
The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up. Amen. It has to come to pass. Do you believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Now I'll turn the service back to Brother Rose, I suppose, your brother Jewel Rose.
Shall we stand and sing?
Josephe Gbedodorala ade dolela eye ma wa fonwo de titre. Ele be wa vame de mi kwesia. Mi globe amen. Ma wuna irami. Azon matros bosbola na novingu tu Rose. Mebibe ele afisia novingu tu Joel Rose.